participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity first. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636, from D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067, and from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Look at the nice guys who have followed us all the way up.
Oh, no, get them out of here.
On the train.
Come on in, boys.
Oh, no.
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 Oh, no.
Hi, fellas.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. the fabulous Mr. Robert Osborne and all the ships at sea. They are more important to me than testicular self-examination. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
April 23.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. You can call the show at 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, your hotline, 202-432-1067. Coming to do the rest of this week from New York City, WNEW, New York. Your phone number, 877-692-1027. You're listening on WYSP in Philadelphia. I know you're saying, hey, where's our phone number?
Where's the number?
Used guys told us we'd be getting a number.
Yeah, used guys said that.
We're working on it. And, here he is, to my left and to your right, radio's pharmacist, Buzz Girdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Speaking of pharmacies, pharmacists,
yeah.
This really has nothing to do with our show. However, when we were in here setting the studio up today,
yes,
the morning guy on WNEW, Scott Farrell,
yes,
left something behind.
Is it a prescription?
It is.
Come on. Do you have the information on there?
I do. It's Bactroban ointment.
Uh-huh.
Apply to nostril.
So he's got the vish cold, is that what it is?
He's been fighting illness for the last couple of weeks. He's feeling better now, but apparently a little antibiotic action there for him.
Really?
Maybe someone would want to...
What, does he have nose sores?
I don't know. Pass that along to Pharrell, who's got, I guess, the vish nose.
Well, you know, get that to him so he can fill it. You know, really, I mean, nobody likes to be without a prescription, especially if they're ill.
Right. Lisa, would you pass that along to Scott Farrell?
Yeah, my nose is on fire. My nose is on fire, man.
There you go. Hello, and welcome to the show. Hey, big show, your phone calls, lots of good stuff happening today. I always like to try to find a lead story that relates to either where we are or
right.
the show.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, here in Gotham, in New York, the lead story is a scare. A guy who is robbing women in their elevators, in their homes, in their apartment buildings. And what the guy's doing is he finds a woman mm-hmm. who gets into an elevator.
Right.
And then as the elevator is going up, he stops the elevator and he says to her, "This is a robbery. You know, empty your purse, give me your money." Then he says, "Now turn around and look at me." And he pulls down his pants.
Right.
And he works his man.
Oh, really? And like to completion?
He J.O.'s.
Right.
And he's done this now to, I think, is it four?
13.
13.
In the last 3 months.
Man, oh, man.
13 women in the New York City area.
Wow.
And the police are looking for this man.
Now, that's what I call a hijacking.
They do have...
Hijack.
They do have his spunk. They do have samples of his DNA.
Oh, so he hasn't been real neat about it.
Uh-huh. And, oh, no. No.
Does he...
I don't know.
Does it get on the woman?
I don't know.
You should carry a T-shirt.
I do not know. Or maybe some socks.
Yes.
I would like to ask, though, our New York producer, John Constantino, to come to the studio, please.
Oh, Johnny Constantino.
Because
Johnny Constantino.
My full name in this instance.
When I heard the story, I immediately... thought of you.
Really?
Do you have an alibi for these 13 women who have been robbed and then been J.O.'d on?
You got me red-handed. Sorry.
Oh, red-handed.
Sorry. Actually, right and left-handed.
Right, we will need a sample for you for the NYPD.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a real jerk.
Before the end of the show, please, Johnny.
I know there's 8 million people. I know you would just zero in right on me. Well, you should really help with that Blake case.
I have been out with John. And just want to see. I'm not. In case the police are listening, I don't want to say anything that's going to get John in trouble.
Right.
But let me say, I've seen him do this before.
Yeah. The police really want to get this jerk.
You notice
off
the
streets.
I'm being real quiet. I'm real. You know, since I've spent more time with John than anybody.
It's a good thing you don't remember all those things.
Yeah, I know. But I just wanted to know why we went to that apartment building and he made me stay in the cab.
Well, John, I got my eye on you.
All right, I will be watching you. Don, look at me.
Okay. Buckle that back up. John, get out of here. Okay.
I guess it gives new meaning to the word business or pleasure.
Play a game of chicken with John, and John starts to pull down his pants. I do not need to see that. Last night when we arrived in the city, I was greeted by my neighbor, Danny the Dwarf.
Danny the Dwarf, your pal.
You know, the guy who lives in the apartment next to us.
Right.
And I got home and was watching TV and cleaning up and putting stuff away, and I hear a knock on the door, and it's him. And he says in his dwarfing voice,
"Hi, welcome to the House of Wang."
He says, "Hey, I knew you were here because I heard your TV." Because I guess I run my TV kind of loud. And he says, "I got some gifts for you." And he goes and he runs to his apartment and he comes back. And he was nice enough to score me some Cuban cigars.
Wonderful.
And they gave me a real nice lighter. And
I saw that lighter. That's a killer lighter.
And I said, "Well, what is this for?" And he said, "Well, at the last time you talked about me, everybody has been coming up to me and saying, are you the guy that they're talking about on the radio show?
Danny the Dwarf.
Danny the Dwarf." And,
Counselor?
He has grown a beard.
Cool.
Because he thinks it makes him look more evil.
Is it a big, dark beard?
Yeah, and he was asking me. He was standing, posing last night, striking his dwarfin, you know. and I did get the lecture, incidentally, about the M word.
Yeah. Oh, you don't use the M word.
No.
Scott hated that word, too.
He hates the M word.
Right.
So let me say, he was striking his M pose.
Sure.
Okay, he was in his dwarfing pose, and he said, "Mike, you got to do the voice because I can't do it."
All right.
What he was doing is he's standing there, like Superman, and he says, now, do I look more evil with the facial hair?
Do I look more evil with the facial hair? Hey,
and
do
saying,
I look evil to you?
I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, you do. Meanwhile, he's got on, you know, he's got on the gigantic cufflinks, and he's got on the pinky ring.
You got a real pal up here in New York, though. Like, you know, he hears you when you come in, and that's got to be fun.
Well, if the way he describes it, I guess... I run my TV too loud.
Yeah.
And apparently everybody who lives within range of my apartment is aware when we're there.
Oh, no.
That I turn it up way loud.
You should leave the TV on the next time you go home. And then that would really mess them up.
So anyway, a special hello to Danny who again said, whatever you do, don't say my last name.
Don't do that.
But there are people who know who he is, and apparently he's getting some decent feedback. So thank you for the gifts, Danny.
That's a fence rest.
And he, I was asking last night the kind of law that he practices, and he basically takes the real bad guys.
So he's a defense lawyer.
He is a defense lawyer.
Wow, that's tough work.
And he's going down to Florida. And I said, business or pleasure?
Little of both.
Little of both. Little of both.
I have to go see my friend Carlos.
So, who knows what the hell he's doing.
You know, man, if I got in a real jam, probably be kind of cool to have Danny representing me. I mean, it would seem to be an advantage.
I think he represents people who get in much bigger jams.
Right.
Than you or I could ever imagine ourselves getting it.
Like bang, bang, jams. And wins nearly every case, right?
Has only lost twice.
Wow.
Only lost twice.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
You think this makes me look more evil?
Take the handcuffs off me.
When I said yes, the goatee makes him look more evil. Uh-huh. He did a little dance.
There you go.
He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi there.
Yeah. And
meet this guy someday.
And then he said, I got to go. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going out on the date. And I said, really, with who? And he said, supersize.
Wow.
Which I guess means, you know, a regular-sized woman. Hey. I don't know how big she is, how tall she is. But
hello, baby.
He gets his share. So, Danny, if you're listening.
So on.
If you're listening, howdy and good morning. this week is National Turn the TV Off Week. And I always like addressing this on the show. As a matter of fact,
God.
One year we had...
What foolishness.
One year we had one of these idiots who actually... had the guts to come on, remember, and debate with me.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, spirited debate.
About the merits of watching TV and not watching TV.
Right.
This group of idiots feels that television is the reason that everything in the world is bad.
It's the television is responsible for the dumbing of America. That's
and that
what
it,
they say.
If you get your kids and your family not to watch TV for 1 week, well, you'll find out what a great change you have in your life. And we had the guys on the air one year, and frankly, I think I won the debate.
Yes.
I don't know. I think they ended up hanging up and getting mad or something.
Right.
But it is Turn Your TV a Week Off, National Don't Watch TV Week. And I couldn't do it last night because I was watching the biography, A&E biography. I was real excited to watch the Saturday Night Live thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was good.
Buzz, here's the thing. It was good and it wasn't good.
Oh.
It was good because they showed, like, the clips of Belushi.
Who was the greatest, I think. When you see, assembled clips of Belushi, you realize what a genius he was. And I don't throw that word around.
No, I agree.
I mean, just incredibly funny. Yeah.
Belushi and Aykroyd and Chevy Chase and the whole first group. But unfortunately, it focused an awful lot on the current ensemble.
Ew.
And while, you know, they have their moments and the show is funny.
Oh, they do have their moments.
It pissed me off. It was so goddamn self-serving. For instance, as they're talking to Chris Kattan. And he's describing what a grueling job this is.
Is he describing how he pulls his hot pants on and shows his navel in every sketch?
To come up with this comedy and how sometimes he'll be up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Everybody they're talking to on Saturday Night Live,
right,
of the current cast, nobody comes out and says, hey, you know, it's a lot of work, but goddamn, it's a pretty great job.
They're just talking about that they're, you know, basically solving the world's problems.
Well, they were making it out, not that they were solving anybody's problem, but
self-important,
how tough it was.
Oh, please.
And, you know, you and I, the common folk, the little brains who watch the show, we have no idea what they go through to put this show on for us every week.
Yeah, not that there are not thousands of people in this city that would clamor for that opportunity.
My favorite part was they have Chris Kattan. He's in his office. And I guess all of the people on the show, they have the right to contribute bits if they want to. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they have a giant shot. You would think that show would be funnier when you see the amount of people who write for the show, when you see that really they have an auditorium with like 60 people.
Really?
Yeah.
That just throw stuff up and see what sticks to the wall.
So they show this guy, Chris Kattan, and he's sitting
And not
down,
one of them can write an ending.
He's sitting down in his word processor. And now this is serious, not as a bit. He goes,
serious.
I'm going to show you how I get my sketches together. And he sits there for a moment and he's, okay, he'll be a single man. He types in single man. In the sketch, we will have Chris Kattan, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, Bruce. No, hold on, back up. Maybe, and he's deleting. Maybe not Will Ferrell. No, Will Ferrell. And, well, I'm stuck. And he turns to the camera and he goes, that's how the process goes. And he wasn't doing it as a goof.
Wow.
He was doing it like,
no.
Seriously.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh, my God. Wow. Pomposity.
and then you see another part where...
But, you know, even if he was doing it as a joke, not funny.
You see another part of this biography special on Saturday Night Live where after a grueling day of having to throw jokes back and forth at each other to see what's funny, they have a giant table, and I mean as big as our console, that is full of candy. It's full of like Snickers and Almond Joys and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Twizzlers, and they're all just eating candy, and he's walking around with a pack of Twizzlers, and he's upset because his sketch is not going to get on the air. Like, I got news for you. These Twizzlers, man. These Twizzlers. I'm not pleased with these Twizzlers. And he holds up Almond Joy, and he puts his thumb over the almond, and he goes, that's what I'm looking for on this show. Joy.
Oh, God.
I'm looking for joy on this show.
Oh, my God. They're so funny. Actors.
You know, meanwhile, back in the 70s, that same table that's covered with candy would have been covered with Coke. Which maybe was why the show was so much better back in the 70s. But everybody that they talked to from the current cast had a stick up his or her rear end.
Yeah, I've seen them on talk shows. They have the two. They have the two to mile long.
The self-importance and even
Was there a lot of Lorne Michaels?
There was way too much of him.
Christ.
And even the girl who I really do like and think is funny, the girl who's the head writer and does the news.
She's my favorite, too. I like her on that show.
Even she, when they interviewed her.
Had a little toot.
And, of course, it's just the one spotlight.
How'd she look? She looked good, I think. I think she's hot.
She's a handsome woman. It's just, what's his name? The idiot that did the, Harry...
Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Harry Shearer?
No. Who's the guy who did the actual... Who does biography? The bald guy?
Oh, Smith. Harry Smith.
Right. So, Harry Smith is sitting across from her. They're in director's chairs. And he says, so, the first time you sat on that set, what were you thinking? And even she buys into it, where she goes, you know, actually, I wanted to tell you something, Harry. It was, when you think about the people who've sat there before at the Weekend Update desk.
Yeah, Kevin Nealon.
And you think about...
Yeah, that's right, Kevin Nealon.
You think about the shoes that you have to fill. If you stop and you really think about it, you're not going to be able to do the job. You just have to push on and do the best you can.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the TV going, you stupid bitch. You have to come up with 11 minutes of comedy a week for this Weekend Update bit. And let's face it, when you get past Chevy Chase...
Right.
Really, I guess when Aykroyd...
You gotta throw Dennis Miller into the mix.
Aykroyd and Jane Curtin were good at the news, and Dennis Miller was good at the news, but
You remember when Norm MacDonald did the news?
Right. Horrible.
I mean, yeah.
There aren't that many great big shoes to fill.
Right. Christopher
Guest. And a lot of them, I don't know, maybe it was just me. Maybe I'm just watching it with a jaded attitude, like I watch everything with a jaded attitude.
Who's the guy who just had this the NBC show for three shows? The guy, the Irish guy?
Oh, Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn.
Colin Quinn.
When I think that Colin Quinn's ass has been in this chair.
You don't want to upset the name of Tim Kazurinsky.
Or who's Julie Louis-Dreyfus's husband who was on for a while?
Brad Hall.
Right. And
but are we in agreement the worst ever would be Kevin Nealon?
Yeah.
I think going away.
As the host of
Weekend Update, I think absolutely going away. With maybe Colin Quinn a close second. I think Colin Quinn's show was funny, but I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live.
I thought he was funny.
Really?
Because he would go with a bad joke all the time.
This is true, but I just didn't like his reading.
I hated it, and they were all just so full of themselves. And, you know, people don't understand what it's like. We're here till 4, 5 o'clock in the morning just trying to find something that's funny, and we're throwing lines at each other.
You have always been an enemy of the serious business of comedy.
Absolutely.
As have I. When you get that pomposity.
They are lucky, and they're funny, but let's be honest, they ain't curing the AIDS.
I mean, bring Chevy and Steve Martin and Martin Short into the mix, too, and Alan King, and have them all sit in a circle and talk about the serious business of comedy, which I've always found to be ridiculous. I mean, what it is you just throw stuff around and you have fun doing it.
It's so tough. And then I don't know which one of them says, and the thing about Lauren, and there was way too much of Lauren Michaels on the show. The thing about Lauren is that you write a skit. You put your blood and your soul into the skit all week long, and you don't know until 10 o'clock on Saturday night if that skit's going to make the air or not. And when Lauren tells you your skit has made it, you're as high as can be. But when that skit gets cut, and then whoever it was looks at the camera and goes, it's very tough to go out and do the show.
Oh, God.
It's very tough to go out and perform. But somehow, we managed to pull it together.
Was there anything worthwhile? Like, did they maybe explain how they came up with the idea of Bass-O-Matic?
No, there was...
Some of the legendary Saturday Night Live
skits. For my money, there wasn't enough of that.
I'd love to know. You know what Aykroyd would probably say? I don't know. You know, I was just talking about all those food shows and those infomercials, and I thought I'd do bad.
I mean, every once in a while, they would cut in with a clip like when Belushi was with the Killer Bees or something like that.
Yeah, and Belushi hated the Killer Bees. He hated that skit. Yeah.
Hated wearing the outfit.
You know, here's the stuff that they should focus on. Focus on the fact that when Buck Henry walks into the deli, and it's the Samurai Deli... Yeah. That Belushi was able, and nobody appreciates this, to slice the tomato in half out of midair with a samurai sword on live TV. That's something that I want to hear talked about. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it's Mark. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not being nitpicky, but one person from the new cast did say, this is a great gig, we're lucky to be here, and I wouldn't leave it. It was Anna Gasteyer at the end. She was saying how all the other women have moved on, like Molly Shannon and Sherry O'Terry. She goes, that'd be crazy to leave here. It's a great gig.
Well, you know, I didn't watch it to the end. So
right. Sherry O'Terry interviewed?
I didn't see it. Either way,
did she jerk her head around?
If at least one person said that they're lucky that they had the job, well, then good. Mm-hmm. Then I feel better. Because I didn't see any
of
them.
And why are we ripping them? Insane jealousy, sir.
All right.
Total insane jealousy.
Keep up the mediocre work, guys.
Thank you.
There you go. Absolutely. Here we are in our den of mediocrity.
Right. Can I tell you something? You folks out there, Harry Smith, the thing that Don and Mike Listener doesn't understand is the pressure we're under every day.
Let me tell you something.
Come up with a 4-hour live show.
When I throw an idea at Don and he rejects it, it makes it really, really hard to come in here and do the show.
Yeah. It truly does. Now I'm going to show you when I'm writing a skit how this goes. Okay, newsmaker of the week. Mother Nature. Timmy Obibene.
That's who you're going to cast. Every week it's a decision process who's going to get cast.
I'm spent.
Stuck.
I'm stuck. Douchebags.
Oh, my God.
Overpaid douchebags.
Too much fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here is Tommy from Philly. Tommy.
Hey.
Tommy?
Tommy.
Hey, guys. Hold on, let me check.
Welcome to the palm.
There you go, Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
All right, well,
what do you want?
Yeah, I saw I saw the Spider-Man movie. I saw, like, a test screening of it.
Oh, how is it? How is it?
Huh?
How is it?
Before I get into that, let me just ask you guys one thing. Who is the girl who screened my call?
That might be Lisa or
probably
Trini.
Lisa, our producer.
Because she must
have. Wow. Hey, you know what?
Hello, friend.
He did better that time than he's done before.
You know, and I like that guy. That's the guy. Can we get a replay and just beep out when he calls us effing faggots?
Joe would have to do that from down below.
Never mind then.
Maybe we'll get it next week.
Because the guy. Now, I like him.
Yeah, I do too. Because he's got style.
He doesn't call to bust balls.
Right.
He calls to try to suck us into a conversation.
Absolutely.
And then he just goes
to Spider-Man.
Just goes, you effing faggots. And here I am thinking that he's actually got something about the movie Spider-Man.
He's a funny man.
I'm so gay for that Spider-Man movie.
Yeah,
incidentally.
But isn't the kid
so gay for it?
Isn't the guy that's playing Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
He doesn't have that superhero aura.
I don't know
the comic
book. You had to read the comic book.
Was he just a boy?
Peter Parker was
a boy.
Peter Parker was like
a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Parker was like kind of a grown-up Harry Potter.
Mm.
I mean, kind of a nerd.
Oh, well, then it is good casting.
I think it's excellent casting.
Oh, okay, so it's not like, see, I think of Spider-Man.
No.
As superhero, of course,
no, and
Bruce.
The suit kicks ass because you can't see his eyes.
Yeah,
you know, that had been my biggest complaint. If they're going to make a Spider-Man movie, I hope that they could figure out a way that you wouldn't see his eyes.
So, but you'd be pissed off if they asked, like, the creator of Spider-Man how he did it, and he said, here's the process.
Yeah, right.
here's what I do.
I thought Peter Parker
but you know,
bitten by a radioactive spider and will get spider powers, yet he is misunderstood. He is thought of as a criminal, when actually he is a superhero. I'm spent.
But isn't Spider-Man really four limbs short?
Mike, he's not really, it's not like...
I mean, if he really was going to be...
Well, let me explain something.
Yeah.
Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
If Spider-Man has kids, do they all, like, hop on his back?
Spins a web any size.
Does he produce a web?
He can, but he catches...
Like, where does he produce the silk from...
In the movie.
From his bung?
No.
Yes.
What he does is, now you're going to ask me a serious question. Spider-Man question.
Before we start this discussion, I have to say, I know nothing about this comic book character.
He makes the goo.
Right.
And he actually... No, he doesn't use his love juice.
He has the women turn around.
in an elevator. What he does is he loads it in his uniform, and then when he presses...
Oh, he makes the goo, so he's human in that regard. He makes, like, artificial webbing.
Yeah, and then when he presses on these little things in his palms...
How does he make it? Does he make it in a laboratory or something?
Yeah, I guess. As far as I can remember.
But he doesn't manufacture. It doesn't come from him.
No. He loads it into the suit.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then when he presses these little things in his palms,
he catches crooks just like flies.
The goo comes out.
I want you to stop it. How does he stick to the wall?
That is his amazing spider-like power.
So that is something that's
he can't climb up the side of a wall.
He can stick to the wall like
a
spider.
He can climb up the side of a wall, but he shoots out the webs to swing from building to building. And he can also trap bad guys like the Green Goblin by shooting out his gooey web.
See, we're very close to DNA talk here. You know, you talk about the fact that he shoots things out. He's sticky. He's got sticky hands. That's why he can stick to the wall.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
Hey.
Mike.
Hey, buddy.
It was hilarious. A couple months back when that was actually supposed to be released, they didn't release it, obviously, because of all the Twin Towers stuff in it.
Right.
Not a single scene has been removed from the movie.
Right.
Everything is still exactly the same as it was. It shows the buildings wobbling and everything. It's going to be a trip to see.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. I'm glad they didn't cut out the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah, by the way. You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
I find myself seeing movies, older movies, watching them that I don't know. It doesn't bother me to see the towers. I kind of like seeing the towers. I really do. I don't know why, but I do.
All right. Oh, I got a guy who wants to tell us how he does the spider web. Hello, Wes.
Yeah. I think it was the blood from the radio and how to make it chemically. So the spider pretty much taught him how to make the webbing. So he goes to a laboratory, finds all the chemicals that he needs, and there you go.
We couldn't be invaded right now by any foreign power.
Thank you, Mike.
So we're ready.
Mike, you just wait. Spider-Man is going to be huge. It's going to be the big movie of the summer.
I actually would be very excited now. You know, the only reason I was having a problem with it was because of that guy they cast as it, and now you tell me he's like supposed to be a grown-up Harry Potter, so now it makes sense.
And furthermore, who they get to play.
Besides, he was the guy that was in Cider House Rules.
Who'd they get to play Mary Jane, his girlfriend?
Isn't it Kirsten Dunst or Kristen Dunst?
Oh, POA. Because in the comic book,
great breasts.
Mary Jane was a redhead with big, gigantic teats.
Wow. Well, Kirsten Dunst has a very nice breast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Russ from Philly. How are you?
Hey, Russ. Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to talk a little bit. I'm a comic book collector and I'm a movie nut, and you know what? I jumped at the chance to call your show and just talk about the character a little bit. I think he was cast very well in that. Spider-Man is a big tool in the comic books.
When you say a big tool, like a nerd?
Yeah. I mean, he's a total he's just a jerk.
Now you mean Peter Parker, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I'm a case manager with little kids and like all the kids are like, oh, we got to go see this movie and stuff. And I'm like, all right. So one of my little kids gave me the book on the movie, and they actually, when they talk about him spinning his own web and stuff, like in the comic books and stuff, he doesn't do that. He's got this little thing he rigs up, because he's such a nerd, he can, you know, build these things that shoot out webs and stuff.
Mike, are you getting bored by this?
No.
Come on, stay with me, Mike.
All right,
this is classic.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
You guys were talking about Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd was actually just in a movie about this giant spider that happened. I don't know. It was on HBO or something.
Wasn't
anyway.
Dan Aykroyd up for the role of Spider-Man?
He was up for the role.
Actually, yes, I believe he was. But
Green Goblin.
He was a bit old and overweight.
I wanted to see John Goodman.
Okay. All right. You lost me as well. I'm sorry, Russ. Hello, Ray.
Louis Anderson.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say, you want to compare documentaries that sound like the SNL crap you were talking about. Spider-Man's online movie online website.
Yeah.
They got documentaries, how they make the suit and everything. Sounds just the same.
I hate all those things. The making of.
Thank you, my friend. I'll check it out. I bet you're right, too. I bet you're right about that. Some pretentious freaking costume designer.
Here's hump number one from Industrial Light and Magic.
Hello, Ralphie. Hey, Ralphie boy.
We'll shoot your eye out.
Ralphie?
Is there anything funny other than the idea of like a guy like Louis Anderson in a superhero suit?
No, that's
Don
funny.
And Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just want to make a comment about that the biography show last. At the very end, I'm not sure if that was produced or whatever, saying that when Lorne Michaels sent him a little elf and he started crying. Did you see that last part?
No, I only watched the first hour. What happened? Lorne Michaels was crying?
No, Lorne Michaels sent over, he wore a little elephant on his lapel for every show. So he sent over to the new fat guy there, and he puts it on there, and he opened up the box, and he started crying. I'm thinking to myself, you little fag.
Okay, so Lorne Michaels, no, wears a little elephant pin on his lapel.
Yeah.
During every...
Over to the other guy.
During every Saturday Night Live show.
Wow. Why?
For good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, for good luck.
And he cried?
Oh, by the way, I miss Linda Lovelace.
She's dead.
We all do.
Don't we all, sir?
The Widow Lovelace.
Don't we all?
What was she doing in that car when the car kind of knew an accident?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good question.
Hello.
Go, Bob.
Hello.
On my knob. Useless whore.
Now, Mike, Linda Lovelace was not a useless whore.
No, she was a pioneer.
She was
a
useful whore.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
It's ass munch. Ass munch.
Smell my hog. Queer bait.
Where's one where he calls a useless whore? Hold on a minute.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Hold on a second.
Tickle the Duke, useless prick.
Hope it's not the one we lost for the jingles.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
Hold on.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Asswipe.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Is go, Bob?
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
There you go.
Bingo.
There you go. That's the winner.
see you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Whoa, that's our tribute to Linda Lovelace. Yeah, we're gonna cover that during the news with Buzz today.
Yes, absolutely.
Buzz has actually come to me with a list now of news stories so that we don't screw up his news.
Let's overlap.
Mm-hmm. So I said to him before the show, it's almost like making a deal with somebody.
Right.
I said to him, okay, I'm gonna delete that out.
You can't use that word.
Okay.
The shooting. The self-shooting.
The shooter. I said to Buzz, since they probably deleted that out, I will take the baiting mugger.
Uh-huh.
You can have Linda Lovelace for the news.
Fair's fair.
Okay?
You're sad today, aren't you, being a connoisseur of the art form? She was a pioneer, as you said, Mike.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am sad.
And didn't she only your cacti?
No, I never actually.
Isn't that part of the Buzz Burbank lore?
I thought you had
legacy?
Sex. Was it that or Marilyn Chambers? I never met her. I'd love to have met Marilyn Chambers. I heard a rumor that Buzz slept with Marilyn Chambers, Seika, and Vanessa Del Rio.
No kidding. Seika is really going back in the time machine.
Seika's, so is Vanessa Del Rio.
The 80s, maybe. Yeah, Seika is like classic porn.
Seika is classic porn. You don't see any Seika anymore. I wonder what Seika's doing now. Is Seika alive?
She is alive and living in or near Chicago.
Oh, really? Buzz knows.
He knows.
Let me look it up in the Rolodex here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, the guy that calls for Buzz.
Well, here he is, sir.
Gabe, how you doing?
Hey, Buzz, how's it going?
Well, thanks.
How's your week going so far?
Couldn't be better. I'm off to a great start.
He's very upset about Linda Lovelace.
Yeah, I know. We all are. Yeah,
of course we are.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, the thing about Spider-Man, he never... Like, the spider bite didn't tell him how to make his little spider webs. He was just kind of like a brain.
Yeah, he figured it out in the laboratory.
He figured it out himself, yeah. And
gotcha.
I just wish somebody would get a consistent story about how he makes the web.
I'm telling you, Mike, he makes it like he puts it in a pot and he gets a big wooden spoon. And
yeah, but does he have the super brain because he got bitten by the radioactive spider?
Yes.
Yes. He does.
Although he was also a very good student in high school.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some motivation for the youngsters.
We have a replay of that gentleman from Philadelphia, if you'd like to hear it.
Of the effing faggot? Where's this come up here, Johnny?
Shortcut.
Shortcut, hold on. Shortcut.
Shortcut.
Anyway, this guy, we actually like this guy.
Tommy.
This guy, he calls, he fools the screener, he gets us on a topic.
And he says a horrible, obscene thing to us.
So we love it. We love it. Let's hear it, John.
Who is the girl who screened my call?
That might be Lisa or
probably
Trini.
Lisa, our producer.
Because she messed up pretty bad, guys.
Why did she mess up?
You f***ing faggot! You f***ing faggot!
Run it back again, John. Listen, I don't want to encourage any copycats.
No copycats.
This is the only guy that can get away with it, but he's the original.
He is.
And he does crack my ass up.
He does.
Okay, let's
see. Who is the girl who screened my call?
That might be Lisa or
probably
Trini.
Lisa, our producer.
Because she messed up pretty bad, guys.
Why did she mess up?
You f***ing faggot! You f***ing faggot!
This guy.
Hey, you can tell we really hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about us, that we both belly laugh when somebody says that.
Because I don't think the guy's serious. I think the guy's doing it as a goof. Do you think he really thinks we're having faggots?
Makes me belly laugh, and I think he's deadly serious.
Let's hear one more time.
Who is the girl who screened my call?
That might be Lisa or
probably
Trini.
Lisa, our producer.
Because she messed up pretty bad, guys.
Why did she mess up?
You f***ing faggot! You
all right, now listen, I'd like that guy to call back at some point and tell us, without calling us effing faggots,
right,
if he's doing that as a bit or if he really thinks we're effing faggots.
It doesn't matter. It's funny either way.
Yeah, we like it either way.
Absolutely.
We like it fine either way.
We just don't know.
Probably one more time. One more.
Who is the girl who screened my call?
That might be Lisa or
probably
Trini.
Lisa, our producer.
Because she messed up pretty bad, guys.
Why did she mess up?
You f***ing faggot! You f***ing faggot!
It's just something about the inflection.
Yeah, he's got
something about
it. He's got it going on.
Yeah, he knows how to do it.
You f***ing faggots!
He really comes strong.
There you go.
He comes strong to the microphone.
He does indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, all right, we lost that. One more call before the break? Okay, you got it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, you never introduced Buzz. He's going to kick your ass now.
No, I did introduce him. I did introduce him as the pharmacist when I...
Oh, I missed that.
You're not one of those people that's looking to have Buzz introduced twice during the show, are you?
No.
Growing movement.
Listen.
What?
I was caller 100 2 weeks ago, and I got my DVD. I sent you an email thanking you.
Oh, well, thank you for the email.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
How polite is that?
Sir.
And, you know, speaking of going strong to the microphone or going strong to the hoop, are you ever going to give us an update on slam ball and where you stand on that, what you're going to do with that?
I will tell you when we come back from the break.
There's a nice little tease.
Because I do have an answer for you.
Very good.
877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. Or use the number from D.C. at 202-432-1067 or from New York, 877-692-1027. $10,000.
Wow, it's still serious money.
The jackpot keeps going down because I'm not giving out any clues as to who the secret burper is.
I know who it is.
The only clue I've given is beautiful.
Mm.
Beautiful. Win $10,000. Mike, don't write it down. Just say it.
It's Robert Blake.
It's not... Wow, if it was Robert Blake, we'd really be sitting on a gold mine. It's not Robert Blake, man. Robert Blake's not beautiful.
Yeah, he is to me.
He is beautiful. Call 100 right now. Dial recklessly, you animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let me see. Before we get to call 100, from the instant feedback... Don, you silly ass. Chris Kattan writing the skit and doing the candy on the table was a goof. Well, if that's the case...
Not funny.
Not funny.
There you go.
I mean...
We said that before, too. I mean, if it was a goof, it's not funny.
I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I know funny.
Yeah.
Okay?
Funny.
Louis Anderson, Spider-Man suit. Funny.
Chris Kattan pretending to write a skit.
Not funny. When I
don't know for sure that he's doing a bit.
Right.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Also from the instant feedback, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. He was not only a scientist, he's a photojournalist. In the comics, he made the goo that he shoots at people. In the movie, they've changed it so that his body makes the goo.
Ah. See, there's the DNA connection.
From inside the... Inside his body.
So he shoots the goon.
All right, everybody. Tantalizing ball action. Your Don and Mike fighting gutter balls make their return to Chelsea Piers tomorrow night.
Go ball!
As we battle Nogarelli. That's the name of the team.
Nogarelli?
Nogarelli.
Nogarelli.
Our big balls hit the lanes at 7:30. If you miss it, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
I'm a little concerned. Do we know anything about this team? Nogarelli. You know, sounds like they could be friends of ours.
Or delicious on pasta.
I swear to God, that's what it says. If you miss it...
Nogarelli.
If you miss it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. I swear to God.
I think that gives you a little picture of who we're going to be bowling against.
Listen, Friday we're doing a Craziest Mom contest. You bring your mom down to WNEW. The Craziest Mom wins a trip to Cancun from Dos Equis.
Wheel her down here, guys.
And we'll be talking more about this week. And Thursday, we're going to be giving away $1,000 and a $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire.com.
Wow. Fantastic.
Here's what you must do. Visit www.hotwire.com. Look up round trip airfare to visit your mom. Print it out and fax it to us, along with a letter telling us why we should select ye.
Ye!
Our fax number, 800-636-6410.
Wonderful.
We might just call ye live on the air Thursday to let you know that you've won. So fax your Hotwire, Hot Fare, and cover letter to us.
Do it.
At 800-636-6410.
And good luck to ye.
So how about that? Yeah. Now let's get to... Number 100, come on, big bucks. Hello there, Don Mike Show. Hello.
I'm the 100th caller.
Yeah, you sure are. What's your name, my friend?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Here.
Mark, you've won the Kiss DVD.
Kiss.
Kiss, courtesy of Mercury Records.
Yeah.
And you've also won the X-Files prize pack. Watch final episodes of the X-Files Sunday night at 9 on Fox. Now, you're going to go for $10,000.
Serious money.
This is quite the jackpot. $10,000 if you can identify the celebrity who's burping right now. Right now.
Right now.
The only clue I'm going to give you, though, is that the person is beautiful.
Wow.
And let me even enhance the clue.
Okay, careful.
Please.
Beautiful on the inside, beautiful on the outside.
Not me.
The whole package. Oh, don't.
You, because we know you're only beautiful on the outside.
Right.
I disagree. I think you're beautiful on the inside and the outside, Lisa.
All of it.
I agree.
I really mean that.
No.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I think you're beautiful on the inside and the outside.
Will you two, listen.
Children.
We don't have time right now for another episode of sexual tension between. Now, Mike, what, don't throw stuff
don't
at Lisa.
Don't throw that at me.
Mike, don't. You immediately start throwing stuff at her.
There's something about New York.
All right, $10,000. Play the celebrity, give you 15 seconds. Think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Bobby Short.
And we wish you Bobby Short. Oh, okay. Oh, fag.
Yeah.
You might as well just say faggot.
Faggot.
Okay.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. That burp, full, round, delicious, in person, beautiful on the inside and the outside. And now, a faggot.
And the odds are in my favor. Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
very nice.
For $10,000, who is that burping?
Leah Remedy.
Leah Remedy. Oh,
we're sorry.
It's too easy, sir. It's no one from King of Queens.
Come on.
Thank you, and remember that every guest is
a clue for you.
For you. Okay, next time it's worth $5,000.
$5,000, and is there a chance you might let another tiny clue slip before you give somebody a chance at $5,000?
Don't leave me like that, Rob.
No,
I think,
Rob, really, these are our listeners. We rely on them.
The clues that I love. The clues that I have given thus far, when the identity is revealed, you will find out. As always, I have not led you astray.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Beautiful on the inside, beautiful on the outside. That is the celebrity burper.
Can I ask you a question about our grocery store before you tell your story about the slam ball?
About ass and piss, yes.
Yes.
A&P?
And I'm not accusing anybody of anything, okay? But the second time now I've gone to that grocery store, and I wanted to know if this has ever happened to you,
yeah,
where you put stuff on the conveyor belt and, like, one item is missing. It just doesn't make it home. Has that ever happened to you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. I've had problems at that grocery store.
I know.
You know I have. And, I'm just wondering.
Did you walk or did you cab it?
I walked both ways.
Hey.
I walked both blocks, block and a half walks.
There you go.
I did indeed. But, it was just, I had all my foodstuffs and all my sundries, and my Lubriderm wasn't in the bag. No. I'm serious. That's the one thing.
That's a high ticket item.
Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
What?
Did you pay for it?
I've never had that problem.
I didn't check the receipt. I should have. You would have checked the receipt.
That's an expense. That's like $7.
Is it really?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I didn't check, and I'm very disappointed at that.
You know what I did? I'll tell you what I did last week. Fred and I were out running errands, and I guess it was a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I had to go get a prescription filled, and she was going to go to the GNC store and the liquor store. Right there's a queer duality.
Wow.
She's going to go get vitamins, and at the same time, she's going to get our booze.
Oh, there are plenty of vitamins and booze.
So she says, while you go in to get your prescription, don't forget to pick up, it was like salad dressing or something
right.
like that. I said, no problem. So I go back to the very back of the store where they've got the pharmacist,
right.
And I get the prescription, and I go, I pay them, I go, thank you. Then I walk up, and I pick up the bottle of salad dressing, and I walk out of the store.
Right.
I walk, and I get...
Without paying for it?
Yeah, I get outside, and I go, Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Right.
So I actually went back inside
good
the store.
For you stopped yourself. Wait a second. This isn't an airport gift shop.
Okay.
Mike. I'm just kidding. You've told that story before. You've told that story
Mike,
before.
You watch it.
I'm
you
sorry.
Watch it.
I'm just joking.
You watch it because I got stuff on you.
I know. You I watch know. It.
I'll shut up.
I only do that for snicks with you
guys. You don't do that anymore. You did that years ago. And it was a valueless item.
Shut up, you. Shut up, you.
Boy, we've been eating a towel, Mike.
This is.
I need a paper towel.
I was a true absent-minded moment.
You told that on the air. You told that on the air.
I'm talking about when I was in the Giant, in the food store, and I walked back in and I paid for the goddamn salad dressing.
That's got to be a scary feeling, I would imagine, when you hit the street. But you did tell that other story on the air. That's the only reason I said that.
I know.
I would never do that. I would never do something like that.
I know.
Do you know I've committed all my items that I purchased last night to memory? I could tell you exactly what I bought last night.
What'd you buy?
I bought 2 boxes of instant risotto. I bought a bag of Cheetos, a bag of Utz rippled potato chips, 2 cans of sardines. I bought a 4-pack of Charmin bathroom tissue.
Well, you're going to need that.
I bought a copy of GQ magazine with the naked man on the cover. I bought a copy of the National Enquirer, and I bought a copy of People magazine. I bought 2 Lean Cuisine Turkey Tetrazzini frozen dinners.
What's today's modern bachelor desire?
Bachelor challenge. And I bought a 6-pack of Diet Pepsi because they didn't have any 6-packs of Diet Coke. Another thing where I take a little issue with that grocery store, they have the 12-pack.
You were looking in the wrong spot.
How was I looking in the wrong spot?
You were looking in the wrong spot.
Cans, 6-pack cans. I was right on that main drag.
You got to go over by where the, you know, the deli is?
Right.
Got to go by the deli. That's where you will find your 12-pack boxes, and your 6-pack cans of those various soda pops.
I'm intimidated by that grocery store. I just feel like I don't know the system. I don't know what it's all about. Bought a large jar of extra-large macadamia nuts. And then the last item that
Pretty
I purchased...
Much everything you buy is stuff that you can get at a mini bar in a hotel.
Well, the thing... Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be there, though. I don't want to buy I bought a carton of soy milk.
Oh, that'll be great.
Which
with
is very
that'll
healthy.
Be great with the pork rinds and with the
sardines.
Cheetos. The Cheetos.
And I don't think they're called... You can't call them Cheetos because technically they're Utz cheese puffs.
Cheese curls.
Cheese curls. That's exactly what
they are. Sardines packed in oil or
but
mustard.
Then I kicked myself because, you know, in that grocery store, because this is New York, they have the tiny, tiny little things of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And I bought one, and I already had one that hadn't been opened in my refrigerator. So if you want
to... What to do.
And 2 cans of tuna fish, too. That was
what
my...
I was wondering why you'd need the mayonnaise.
Yeah, and then a loaf of organic wheat bread. So there was some health balancing the Cheetos and the
queer duality, Mike.
Yeah, and we mean queer.
Queer duality.
Sardines packed in oil or mustard.
Water.
Hold on. The effing faggot guy is on the phone. Tommy from Philly's on the line. Tommy.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, now, Tommy, listen, before you drop the bomb on us again.
Yeah, I know. I heard you guys talking.
Are you doing that as a goof, or do you really hate us?
No, I'm a Star fan. You guys suck. You really do suck.
So it's legitimate hatred.
Yeah, I hate you guys.
That's good.
But you listen every day and you call every day.
No, I only listen when I'm calling.
You only listen when you're calling. So you really do passionately hate us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys suck. You really do.
But you are listening.
I thought so.
Yeah, and that explains why he knew to call back.
By the way, Joey Boots says he wants to kick you guys in the nuts.
This isn't Joey Boots again, is it?
No, this is not Joey Boots. He's a friend of mine.
Friend of yours? Okay, so now we've cleared it up that it's the true hatred, but I still... I will continue to laugh at this man.
It's still funny. All right, thank you.
You guys are Stern clones, and
I mean, you're actually going to get him in an argument about his man.
Mm-hmm.
About his man. Mr. I invented everything. I'll wait for another day for that. Let's get to the emails.
All right.
Your computer emails. How dare you bring up the airline incident? Airport incident. I don't remember ever telling that on the air.
I could have sworn you told that story on the air.
Have I ever told that on the air?
Honestly can't tell because...
Really? I don't know. Well, see, I didn't say there are no details or anything like that, but I swear to God I thought you talked about that. Really?
I'm sure I haven't.
I thought you talked about it once. I thought you talked about it in relation to gifts for wives or something like that.
No, it's our secret.
It's nothing. And believe me, statute of limitations is over on that. You know? Honest to God. What are we talking about, $1.10?
Yeah, I know, but still.
Right.
Stealing is stealing, Mike.
It's a spoon. That's wrong. Right?
Yes, it was.
Cheesy spoon.
Yes,
you should pay somebody to put that back.
Yes, it was. It was a decorative. It was like it was a spoon that an old lady would put
exactly
up on her shelf.
Collectible.
Yeah. And
a curio.
And I just...
It might really be, it was certainly today, valued under $1.
I just picked it up and walked out of the airline gift shop with it. I said, Mike, I got you something.
It was a joke.
He said, why'd you get me this? I said, because I just picked it up and walked out with it. They didn't stop me.
It was so funny.
And I figured if they stopped me, I was going to use the one Winona Ryder defense. I was going to say, well, no, I was going to pay for it. Look at it. It's $1.49.
I think the store survived.
Okay. Yeah, there's not too much markup when you buy stuff at the airline.
Not a lot.
At the airline gift shops and at airport.
Yeah, pretty insane.
All right, here we go with your computer emails.
Very good.
You.
Sorry, I swear to you, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I somehow thought you talked about that.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I've only talked about stuff that I've done when I was like a kid.
Oh, okay.
I haven't talked about any of the bad stuff I do when I'm an adult.
No. Don't say bad when you can use the word funny.
Funny. Okay, right. Funny. Right. Funny stuff.
I mean, I laugh my ass
Stealing
off.
Stealing Mike a decorative spoon. Here you go.
And Mike still eats with it every day.
I do indeed.
Write to us, please, on your computer, Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. Let's roll them and see what's up on the emails today.
Old email message from Jose Luis Villalobos. You guys rock. It's a throb.
It's a throb.
Mike, I feel like I am talking to you. Don, it is Monday. Me was long time buzz. Might talk to me like Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
S. You. Rob. Old email message.
Frank, okay.
From JDS. I know where Mike slept.
I know where Mike slept.
In a van down by the river. Old email message. From Rod and Rota. Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddies.
I can't get no satisfaction, but I try. And I try. And I try. 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 I can't get me, no? You guys rock. That one's for Tim. Toodle-o's. Ask.
Toodle-o's.
Email message. From Rich Haller. Subject. The Viking radio station.
The Viking radio station.
To Mr. Don and Mike. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I like the lyrics.
No more. The South will rise again.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. And the brothers are running Philadelphia. The Viking. P.S. What's the trouble with elevators this month?
I don't
know. Email message. From COACHTRANQUE. For crying out loud.
For crying out loud.
Don and Mike. I repeat myself when under stress. I repeat myself. When under stress, I repeat myself. When under stress, I repeat myself. When under stress, I repeat. Old email message. From RDRO076408. So far.
So far.
The team of Don and Mike are so far king of their time slot because they are so far king. Funny. The Delia's ass.
Okay,
old
stop
email
it
message.
For a second. I get it.
Far king.
I get it. So far. Okay. All right.
That's
good
clever.
Use of that.
Very
That's
clever.
Better than being the sofa.
The sofa king.
King. Right. Okay.
Right.
Keep it going.
Real message from Nathan Hartvidson. Don's favorite TV show.
Don's favorite TV show.
Chair UN. Chair UN. Chair UN. Boy, you can't find me bloody shoe.
Okay, stop it.
I'm missing that totally. No.
It's supposed to be Sharon.
Sharon. What was Cher UN?
Cher UN. He's trying to get the computer to say Sharon.
Sharon.
I think you simply could have written the name Sharon. And it would have said, Sharon. Sharon. Sharon.
Right.
Oh, I can't find me bloody shoe.
Oh, now I get it.
It's
so
about
he wrote,
Ozzy.
He wrote S-H-A-R and then U-N?
S-H-A-R-E. Space UN. Share UN.
A pretty dumbass move on that computer, though.
All right, keep going.
Chair UN, the bleed and dot just soiled me carpet. Chair UN, this TV has too many butt tons. Now, boy, gonna sing me best tune. Dunna. 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 I. Dunna. Dunna. Neener, 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 neener. Neener.
Crazy.
But that's how it goes. Hose. Millions of people. Living as foes.
Crazy train.
Mental wounds still screaming. Driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Neener. Neener.
Okay, that's a
old email message. From John Jensen. Elvis lives. So I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them. Junk. I don't mean to put anyone's job down. I'm talking about they got a job to do. They got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they just make it up. I hear rumors flying around I got sick in the hospital. In this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. By God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel I got sick that one night, I had 102 temperature. And they wouldn't let me perform. I heard from three different sources I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, chat, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around you, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was getting, I asked the doctor and had the flu and get over it in one day, but across town strung out. I told Bezier clear, and don't get you offended, ladies, and get lemon. I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear an individual that says that about me, I'm gonna break their goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you, tongue, you very much. Hold email messages. From Steve.
Good job.
Yo, what be up? Yo, I be chillin' with me, homies. Yo, dot, I be spillin' a little prequel. Of me, 40 phony dead ponies, yo, dot, I be raising phone room, yo, motho.
Okay, stop it for a second. You know, that would, the computer's too white to
right.
work with that. That was.
Can't speak jive.
Yo, what be ups? Yo, I be chillin' with me homies. Yo, I be spillin' a little of me 40 to me dead homies. Yo, I be raisin' no room, yo, mofo. But the computer's too white.
Yeah, we're way too white.
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Old email message from Bob Scott. Speedwax, meet the Speedwax. Look at me. Good day to you, sirs. All the email message.
A tribute.
From Intreat. His name is Henry. Clay Henry. He's a fireman and a Jared fan. Got real big eating burgers and fries. Now he's down to a smaller size.
Oh, no.
His name is Henry. Clay Henry. Gets his light from his veggie delight. Great taste each day from his local Subway. He's Henry. Clay Henry. Old email message.
Wow.
From the 0696977. Redneck chick. I am in Mobile, Alabama. I love NASCAR and Don and Mike.
Thank you.
That is the trifecta for redneck girls, I think.
Trifecta.
We have lots of golf courses down here on the beach, so if Mike wants to come play around, I will be here. He can play golf too, if he is not worn out. The only catch is, he has to spank me and toss like Charlie at the same time. I have been a bad girl.
Is that a proposition?
Thank me, Charlie.
I think so, Mike.
Old email message. From MACANDCHEESERULD. Don and Mike Rule. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I have some liners I would like to read to you.
Some liners.
Liner number one. More foul than the smell of Dennis Murphy's armpits, the Don and Mike chose. Liner number two. If you don't like them, lick their canes. If you do like them, lick them anyways. The Don and Mike chose. Finally, here is liner number three. More fulfilling than Tom Gavin's breakfast at the Groot home. The Don and Mike chose. You guys wrong. And that is for 10. Yes.
There are no more messages.
Very good.
Yeah.
They were entertaining today.
Yeah. I like them. That's the first round of emails.
I'm not bored with it yet. No, I'm not either. They seem to get stronger, a little stronger every time.
People are getting the hang of what's going on.
I mean, that Elvis thing cracked me up.
Yeah, we're going to go with this as long as it's entertaining.
Very good.
So keep sending us the emails, donandmike@verizon-uc.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing? It's
hey.
Anyway, I was wondering, why do you breeze over Mike for getting his Lubriderm? I mean, how rough was it getting your jerk on last night, Mike?
I have Crabtree and Evelyn in the house, sir. I just don't. I really don't. No, Buzz, I'm not going to use mayonnaise.
You said you had extra.
Thank you. Boy, it sounds like somebody's done the little trick with mayo.
If you're in a bind, you know.
No, why does he skip over? Because it's really not anything unusual for any of us.
I figured it was just a little rough getting you jerk on.
No, absolutely. I had some there, but it's got like this type of oil in the Crabtree and Evelyn that just doesn't feel that good.
I never have to use oil to get my jerk on. Never.
Really?
No. I swear to Christ, never in my life.
You are a macho man.
I am always dry.
Really?
Do the rest of you guys always have to use oil?
Would not have to, but I mean, I prefer it.
How about you, Rob?
I have. Sometimes.
I change it up, yeah, periodically. Change it up.
You change it up? Yeah. What? Now, what does that mean?
Well, you need a little something new.
Yeah. Really? Yeah,
so absolutely not.
Change it up. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got to pursue
what
this.
I mean is sometimes without and sometimes with. I'll go for a period of time without, and then one day I'll say, hey, I'm going to switch.
Well, sometimes I've done it without without too.
Yeah. I'm always dry as a bone, and pun intended.
Really?
Never had the need.
Well, it's not a need. It's not a need. It's
different.
Just better.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Not for me. Not for me.
Have you ever tried it with anything?
My wife has used, oils on me.
This show, I swear to God, every day, it's an adventure. Every day, you sit there and you work with somebody this long and you just learn something. So you prefer it dry.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you're passionate about it, obviously.
Yeah.
Very passionate about it.
Very passionate.
Yeah.
Dry all the way. No need. No need for a lubricant.
Not me. I prefer a lubricant.
No. So to me, the lubricant is a sign of a soft man.
Of course it is. Yes. We're all fags because we use lubricant.
Real man can get his jerk on without a lubricant.
Well, I certainly can do it without a lubricant also.
Really?
What's in your mouth?
I don't know. Some kind of hair.
I don't know. After all this dry talk.
Yeah, I don't know where.
Right.
I really just reached in my mouth and pulled a hair off my tongue.
It didn't happen with a lotion.
I don't know where it came from. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you there?
Speak to us. Someone save us. Save us right now.
I love these chats.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I'm listening to a segment about how Mike prefers it dry.
Don prefers it dry.
Yeah, Don prefers it dry. Is that because his wife is that way?
Because my wife is dry?
Right.
Is this a ball-busting call?
Oh, sure it is.
No, it's not. I mean, how can you do it dry? Isn't there a lot of friction?
Here we go again. This is just like several of the other discussions we had.
One-word answer, skin.
No, this is very simple. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's like this.
I have a very...
That's what it is.
I have a very gentle touch. I know exactly where the spot is. Mm-hmm.
And you know who seemed the most uncomfortable with this? Rob, you seem uncomfortable when we asked you dry or...
it's an odd question.
Yeah, but we could ask you something about Hitler, and you jump right to the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything about him and lotion.
Oh, God. Which do you prefer, Rob?
I guess with lotion.
Rob, that's normal.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the most natural way.
No, that's a pussy way.
You're killing me.
No, I mean, really, my whole life. I've never had the need for lotion. You know what I mean?
It's not a need.
Listen, guys.
It's not a need.
Get off the phone. I just want to tell you, I give you guys a lot of respect. You guys picked up the phone without screening my call or anything, and very few people do that.
All right, thank you.
God bless you guys.
Okay, toodaloo.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's not a need, it's a preference.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a choice.
Hello.
It's a choice.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Ron from Las Vegas.
Don.
Yes.
Mike, my buddies.
Hi.
Don, I was out of town working last week up by the Oregon border.
Yeah.
And the last I heard was you didn't tell Frida and you made a bid on that motorcycle. Did you get it?
Oh, the Bat Cycle? Oh,
yeah.
No, I should tell you, I have two updates for you. First.
Yeah, because I was asking about the Islam ball, too.
The Bat Cycle. The guy wants $80,000 for it.
Mm-hmm. F him.
So, absolutely, that's out.
Right.
And my wife has vetoed my purchasing in the Slam Ball League. So someday, if Slam Ball becomes the next big thing, and you hear about me being carted off to jail for having cut my wife's head off, we will have this tape
right.
as evidence one
Excellent.
Of why the jury should not convict me of murder.
That's right.
Okay, take care, my
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you later. We got a break? Okay, hold on. Hold on just a second. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Aaron? Aaron, hey.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Don, first of all, I just want to say I'm close to New York, love the show and everything, but one way I think you can get the show a little better is if you guys just don't record live reads and get rid of the Von and Fed stuff.
I didn't hear
what
you
said. If we what?
During the show, you guys have, like, recorded live reads that get read, and they're read by Ron and Fez. How come you guys don't do your own?
We do live commercials.
We had a live spot that we read in the last
break. No, that one was just for DC and Philly.
Okay, but we do them for New York also.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I know you do some of them, but I just feel like you guys, you know, sometimes people can be slipping by and they hear Ron Fez's voice on, they get a little confused.
All right, I got you.
We'll look into that.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don on my show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know, dry is definitely better than wet, because who wants to clean up after that?
Right.
You know, you spend all that time, you know, and relaxing after you're all done, and you know, the last thing you want to do is clean up.
I got news for you.
Thank
if you're
you.
Successful, you're going to have to clean up anyway.
Yeah, and what if you're stuck in the woods?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Or an elevator.
Hello.
Gotta be dry.
Hey, see, now your people are calling.
All my dry guys are calling.
That's right.
You gotta be dry.
The dry look.
The desert fox.
You gotta be dry. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Hold on. Where's the guy who got out of jail? Line four? Rodney.
Hey, what's up?
You just got out of jail?
Hey, yeah, I got out yesterday, actually. I'm in the state of Maine, and now I'm down in Maryland today.
How long were you in for, Rodney?
5 years. Since 97, I got sentenced. Just got out.
What'd you do, Rodney?
In the late fall of 96, I was just come across the New Hampshire bridge there in Portsmouth in Decatur, Maine, and got pulled over with about 10 pounds of high test pot.
Oh, really?
Gotcha.
Okay, so they threw you in for 5 years.
Well, yeah, I had a little bit of a record by the time I went, you know, I had a crappy lawyer, and that's what I got.
Yeah, but you also had the 10 pounds of pot, right? So I guess there's not much he could do for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean. I got busted, right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, welcome back to freedom, Rodney.
Well, yeah, my point is definitely after 5 years, dry socks, Mike, you're 100% right with lotion is definitely the way to go.
Well, you're a guy in prison.
Well, what do you think a guy in prison would...
I'm in Maryland, and I had my first bong hit about an hour ago, and this is a great show. You guys are great.
Welcome back to society, Mike.
So wouldn't you consider a guy that just got out of 5 years in the joint as being an expert in that situation?
No. I would consider him being an expert at probably bending over.
Oh, very good. Ooh. That's a heck of a comeback.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go. You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Philly, your phone number's coming soon.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here is Glenn.
Hey,
Philly on YSP. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Not only do I do it dry, but I can actually make it so there's no mess upon completion.
How is that?
The taint. I learned somebody I know had a vasectomy, and they go in through the taint and snip somewhere around there. So one day I tried it, and you press down and nothing.
I
Are we a buzz now? Do you follow this?
I can talk about this. Yeah,
okay.
It's a way that a man can enjoy himself to the maximum without actually...
touching his thing.
Well, no, you still have to...
Oh, no, you still got to do that.
You know, mean without...
You just got to hold your
coming
hand.
Out?
You only need one hand, right?
Yeah.
Wait, the mess doesn't come out?
Yeah.
You mean you press on the... But it still feels the same.
Have you
done that before?
Where does the mess go?
There are books that say that men, like women, are also capable of having multiple thrills.
So where does the goo go?
It stays, I think, pee.
Well, it stays put.
It stays.
It stays put and then it comes out later?
So in other words...
Right.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
It's gross. I don't know why it grosses me out.
Hold on. The concept is like what you've done is you've opened up your bottle of Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
you take a swig, and you close the bottle back up, and the bottle is full.
Right.
You get your refreshing. You get see like watch. I got the bottle here.
Uh-huh.
I unscrew it. I go. That's good. I put the top back on,
right.
And the bottle is still full.
But no, it wouldn't be like that. It would be more like this.
No.
I'm sorry to be the disgusting example,
but
that...
You spit the water back in, but the truth is that it never comes out of you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But it feels like...
But if the bottle... See, your example is flawed, because if the bottle was, you know, the example that we're using, then it would stay in the bottle.
Well, who cares? Because really the bottle is inside you, so you don't see it. You don't know that it's like your own... spit coming back.
But there would be nothing that would come out of here.
Right. All right, I understand that.
Right.
But you still get the sensation of...
Apparently, yes.
You get the sensation of
drinking.
That's supposedly the G-spot.
Now put the cap back on and shake the bottle.
Wow. Okay.
Now, have you done this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have, Buzz.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah. That has given me the heebie-jeebies.
All right, now wait a minute. So hold on. Now,
you
Glenn,
go to the point and then press something and nothing happens.
Right.
Well, it's not like nothing happens. Just not all the usual things.
The mess.
Wow.
So you mean it comes all, in other words, the thermometer goes all the way up to the red,
mm-hmm.
but it never goes up
Doesn't
so
that
far
hurt? No. No. And where does it go? It stays.
It goes back. It goes back down inside, then, right?
Stays where it came from.
It goes back into the little holding cell.
I'm disturbed.
And I imagine it would stop you from ever biting your nails.
Wow.
Yeah, because the area you got to touch if you're going to do that is right down by...
You don't have to be that close, and if you're clean, it doesn't matter. Well, be clean. Always
be clean.
That's rule number one.
So, and it really works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How often do you do it like that, Glenn?
Whenever I'm in a hurry and I don't feel like getting up. Like, you know, I'm watching a movie. All of a sudden, the great scene comes on. I don't want to push pause and...
Wow.
The ultimate laziness.
Wow. All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you, Glenn.
We have learned on this show today...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Welcome.
Hello.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy, though. It's got to come out somewhere, right?
No, eventually it does.
Yeah, that's like putting duct tape on your mouth when you're going to throw up.
I agree.
A little, yes.
I agree.
It's coming out. I don't care what that guy says.
I would think it wouldn't be healthy.
How do you address that, Buzz?
I can't argue with it. Basically, that's the concept.
So in other words...
toodaloo, ass.
Okay, thank you, ass. So it would be no different than if you... Well, see, the thing is, though,
mm-hmm.
once... Here's my theory on this. Once I start
mm-hmm.
the process
right.
yeah.
of finishing,
mm-hmm. right,
it's impossible to stop.
Well, you would, under Buzz's, I'm going to call this under the Buzz system,
yeah.
you would finish.
Elstonomic.
It just would not go.
Come out.
It would not come out.
Right.
You would finish, but I always
You would be just as happy.
No, well, here's the deal. I find the sensation is greatest where it
comes out.
Where it comes out.
Ultimately, yeah, but you can...
Wouldn't you be deprived of that if you did it that way?
Only by a little. Only by the smallest bit. See, you know what? I just want to say something. This sounds bad to me.
It sounds
this
evil
sounds
to me
like
too.
A bad idea.
Evil.
At first, I was thinking it was like a magic trick that you would take the drink and the bottle will still be full.
Right.
Now, I've come around the other way, if you'll pardon the pun.
Good, you've seen the light.
I think...
It seems to me
that... It's good if it wants to come out... Let it come out.
And I would think we'd need to hear from a medical professional that it might not be all that healthy.
Like I said, this way, I don't know. There are books about it that sell this idea.
Books that you have read.
And the idea.
And written.
The idea is multiple thrills for a guy in much the same way a woman might experience multiple thrills. And then when you do finish in the traditional way, boom, happy 4th of July.
Really?
Yeah. Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, might be worth a try.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't want to touch my Duke.
But you don't have to.
You're not touching your Duke.
Yeah, but your taint is pretty close to your Duke.
It's very close to your Duke.
It's dangerously close.
You're a good 3 inches away at least.
Well, I don't know. My taint's pretty close to my Duke. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, guys.
Man, oh, man.
Hi. I was told this was really, really bad for you.
Yeah, you know,
I would think so.
They were talking about it on Loveline like a year ago. And some guy called in and he said he was doing it and they said that basically it goes back up into your urinary system and it can clog stuff up.
Oh, yeah, it gets all backed up in there.
Yeah, I've had that experience. Really, really bad.
Yeah, but we know your medical woes, Buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, Buzz is a mess. Buzz is like a roadmap. He takes his shirt off. It's like that thing that Herman Munster's got on his head?
Yeah.
That's what Buzz's stomach is like with all the surgeries he's had.
Do you think that might have anything to do with it?
Absolutely not.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys. Hi, Rob.
Thank you. Hi, Rob. Hello, Meredith, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I actually read in a book on the joy of sex that if you do this to a guy to make him have a more better climax, it's like whenever he's about to do
a more better climax?
Right. And he's ready to do his thing, then you just like pinch it and you make it stop and then you go back at it again and then he's ready to be like release. It's like boom.
I would think from what the last caller said, it has to go somewhere. I don't think it goes back to its point of origin.
I would think it gets stuck in the fuselage.
It goes back to its point of origin?
It pretty much stays in its point of origin.
It goes back in the bag?
In the book, it doesn't say that. It's supposed
Wouldn't it stay in the...
I don't think that's where it... It's not. That's not totally where. That's
like,
where.
That's where that's it's where, made, though. That's where, the factory.
That's where part of it's made.
Yeah.
That's the factory, though.
That's not where the fluid is made.
No, that's inside.
But a lot of the goo comes from your sac.
No.
Really?
No, the goo is manufactured in another part of your body.
What does the sac have to do with it, though?
The swimmers are made in the sac.
In the book, you're supposed to actually finish.
I think. I'm not a doctor.
You're right. You're right, Mike.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a doctor, though.
Well, you're talking to him. He's just talking about putting his finger right next to his Duke.
No, a good three and a half inches away.
I mean, he's no expert. Why are you biting your nails?
I'm just nervous. I'm nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
Why are you
nervous? This is disturbing me. There's something about changing. You know, you talk a lot about what's not natural. This to me seems very unnatural. Yeah, it seems to me that there would be a problem if you didn't release.
No, not if you just did that once or twice. No.
Well, how do you know? You've done it. Yeah. So you're biased.
You know what, Buzz? Do it tonight.
Do it. All right, I will.
Do it tonight. And don't release.
Damn, homework
and then,
again.
And then come into the show tomorrow, and let's see if at any time during the show you explode.
Not even at the end. No, not even at the end of the night. You mean
right.
Just okay?
So what, are you expecting him to do that tonight, and then come into the show tomorrow, like his pants will be unbuckled?
Yeah. Well, no, what I mean is, do it tonight.
Like eating a good meal.
I get it.
You know, bring the run the meter
stuff.
Run the needle into the red.
Mm-hmm. Go to Happy Land.
Run the tack to right. You know to 20,000 RPM,
uh-huh.
And then bring it all the way back.
Right.
Then run it again all the way to the.
For
red.
Some odd reason, I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
And then come in tomorrow, and let's see how you're doing.
Fascinating.
Okay.
All right.
The Great Buzz Experiment.
Yeah. Well, Buzz is our Masters and Johnson of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I try.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that last caller who said everything gets clogged up. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like nothing ever happened. It's like you never actually did it.
Right.
It's not like it came back up and then went back down. It's like it just never came out. It's like
okay.
You never did it to begin
right.
with.
You're the second Buzz has said that, and now you've said that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The pressure does build.
Hello. Yeah. Hello?
God.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Jesus.
All right, how are you?
Okay.
This process that you're discussing right now?
Yes.
All right. Very bad. Very bad. I've done it, and I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Okay.
After this stuff, I don't know, I don't want to say anything on the radio.
Yeah, no, right. We know what you mean. You know, we know what
all
you
right.
mean.
Once it gets stopped, it doesn't just go away. It ends up going into your urinary tract. It ends up backing up. You can get infections. It's really, it's
It's wrong, man. It is
wow.
I agree.
No good.
Apparently, two schools of thought on that.
Mike and I are with you on that.
Yeah.
Rob, now, listen.
All right.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Rob, which way are you leaning on this?
This seems so wrong in every way. Even if it's not a medical challenge,
right,
it's wrong.
Right.
All right. But
and even the puritanical Rob Spiewak, you know, I he's seeing the light on this one.
You will try it tonight, though, Buzz.
Sure.
Okay, sure. Listen to him. Here is Marcus from Philly, although be warned, everybody, it's actually Tommy. The guy who claims he doesn't listen to the show except to tell us that we're effing faggots.
No, stop.
Hey, we've already figured out it's you.
Here we go.
Yeah, I told your screener it was me. What did you figure out?
All right, now what do you want?
All right, I forgot to mention something when I was talking to you guys about 10 minutes ago.
Now, see, and we are on this wonderful subject now, and you're going to backtrack, and we shouldn't allow that.
I just hung up on you. For a guy who claims I don't listen to the show,
yeah, F him.
You sure do call an awful lot.
Absolutely.
If you want to call and you want to fool us and just say that we're effing faggots, that's okay.
Yeah, but we're in need of information right now. I'd like to get, you know, as many opinions on this as possible.
All right, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Tina.
Yes.
Hi, honey. Hi there.
I have a question. If it doesn't come out, could that be used as a form of birth control?
No, that wouldn't be safe because there's always a little.
Yeah, there's always.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, there's always a little.
There goes that idea.
Well, but there's always a little with the rhythm method too. And,
right.
The rhythm method has can work sometimes, and it's not that the 99% rate that you would get with like a condom, but the rhythm method. It worked for me. Worked for me in my first marriage.
I got a question for you. God, I can't even ask this question. This question is too gay.
I'll look down.
We're on this whole topic.
Everybody, look down. Are you going to ask one of your innocent boyish questions here?
Yes. Let's say that you haven't done it for a while,
right?
Or like in my case, maybe. Speak from experience. Yeah. 3 or 4 days.
Okay. Right.
I've gone and I've just had other stuff going on. I've not been able to.
Mm-hmm.
I do, and it is clearer. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that means...
Is it more potent?
No. What you're dealing with there is the... What you amass, what you build up, what you are, what you are... When you go 3 or 4 days or you go a week and you haven't in a long time... The fluid portion of the equation is more significant, you see?
I gotcha.
So the reason is if you do it like 4 days, 5 days in a row, you'll notice that, or say you do 3 days.
Well, I do it just about every day, and normally it looks like egg beaters.
But that color?
No, not that color. But
you scared me a little bit there. You might want to see a physician.
White egg beaters, I should say.
Oh, okay.
White egg beaters.
What I'm saying is the fluid, if you go a long time, that's what you build up. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
And that's why it would be more clear as well.
But doesn't
the event, and also more, the consistency would be more watery.
Doesn't your spunk get more potent?
No.
The longer you save it up?
Well,
I thought a doctor told me that.
Wait.
When Frieda and I were trying to get pregnant with Warren, the doctor would say, don't do anything for a week, and then
because
when she's ready, your guys are really going to be ready to swim.
Well, the deal is, it would be, it's better for the guys to swim if there's a larger pool for the guys to swim in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So when you wait a while, you have more intensity and you have more of the fluid, and therefore
I wish I didn't like it so much, because then I would wait. I'd probably enjoy it more.
Well, I think anybody that waits, like if you do 2 days in a row, you're going to enjoy it a lot more if you do 1 day, wait 3 days, and then do it another day.
Problem with everything I like.
Yes.
That's the problem with everything. Food, booze,
right.
Sex, cigars.
Because you're a human being, and that's the way most human beings are.
Right. I want them all the time. Food, sex, cigars.
If you went 6 months.
Booze.
If you went 6 months without, I would venture to say,
oh my
after
God.
The 6 months, it would probably be one of the best ever.
But I couldn't wait 6 months.
No, and most people can.
Right. Christ, I want to do it now. We're talking about it. I want to do it now.
Not me.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Not right now.
Hi, Mike.
I can wait till the show's over.
Hi there.
It's June, your friend.
Hi, June.
This qualifies under a little too much information for us ladies.
Well, I think you're uptight.
June T.S.
I don't see my mom sitting around a coffee clutch talking about what she's doing.
But you know what your mom has.
Yeah, you've never been to those coffee clutches.
Your mom has. Your mom has sat and she's discussed One finger, two fingers,
sure.
Three
don't
fingers.
You never, ever talk yes. about that. Ladies she don't does. Talk about
women. Yes, they do.
Women should be interested in this because it helps a guy last longer.
As a matter of fact, your mom, how old is your mom, June?
My mom is 62. 64.
Don't listen to Buzz because he was just trying to sneakily get us to sign up for his theory. And I'm not doing that.
Your mom probably is old enough that she's probably like, you know, back in the day in the olden times, like with yeah. wooden spoons. And stuff.
Yeah, they did it with a parasol.
Right.
A turkey baster.
They see now.
See, you're naughty.
You're bad.
That's why you're calling. You love this discussion.
Goodbye, June.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, see, June was busting out all over.
Here is here's Glenn from Las Vegas. Glenn.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
If you do it Buzz's way.
Yeah.
And for like about 2 days in a row and don't release, and then you release, you'll have a hell of an orgasm.
Really? Okay, thank you,
Mike.
This is the most incredible orgasm I've ever had.
He's backed up to his sinuses.
Hello, Frank.
Can we say that word, incidentally?
Yes, we can. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, everybody. How you guys doing? Great show today.
Thanks.
Listen, guys, you know, safe or not safe, medically proven or otherwise, try it. I'm a doer. Guys, you got nothing to be scared of. It is intense.
That's Buzz applauding you, sir.
Now, why? Buzz, but what about these calls that say it's dangerous?
Let me tell you something. Once you experience it, you're not going to care either.
Okay.
Really?
All right. I'm telling
dangerous.
You, guys. I've been, doing it, I've been doing it for about 10 years
Crossing
now.
Crossing the street is dangerous.
Yes.
Don't be afraid, Buzz. Yep.
Why live your life in risk of losing it? What do you got to lose, guys? If it makes it that much more intense, you know when you're going at it and you're doing real good and the woman quivers underneath you and you could just tell you're doing everything right?
Yeah.
Well, imagine if
no,
you're...
No, actually, I don't know that feeling.
I don't know that feeling either.
I don't know that feeling.
I've heard about it.
All right, then fine. Just imagine if you're the one that's quivering when you're done.
I've never experienced that feeling. That might be my current problem.
All right, Buzz, do you quiver sometimes when you're done doing it?
Sure.
Do you quiver? Then you got guys, you got to try it. I'm telling you.
Quiver. Okay, well, listen, I'm thinking right now of Buzz quivering, and I'm about to boot.
Sounds pretty gay. Quiver.
Quiver.
Oh. I've just quivered.
I do like it in films when the woman quivers.
Okay, we got a break. We got a break, and oh boy, we're going to talk about sex more. What do we got?
We
back?
Have to.
But no, Mike, we're changing the topic.
God damn it.
We are changing the topic. Although, we'll still be talking about guys' goo.
Okay.
Because when we come back,
right.
Let me simply say, church in crisis.
Oh, yes, that's the big story today. Yes.
Church in crisis.
Right.
A Don and Mike exclusive.
Don't
right.
Back.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, folks, park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Yeah, I love to wear it out. My wife, like to bang her hard, like to really give it to her, but you won't push on your taint. Damn right, cause it's not right. Hi, honey.
Hi, my darling. I was very proud of you today, earlier today. I learned something new about you.
What's that?
Your Winona Ryder tendencies.
That was just at an airport.
Oh, that doesn't count then. That's a moral free zone. Pardon me.
Told you, Mike, I had never told that story on the air.
I am so sorry.
Told you I had never told that story on the air.
Or privately. Or I never told it privately,
oh,
I might add.
No. Yeah, it was one just a spoon.
It was a joke.
It was a spoon.
It was nothing.
You know what? If you were 13 years old and said that, I still wouldn't buy it.
It was
You know I did shoplift a lot when I was a kid. I have made no secret about that. I'm not happy about that.
You know, I thought you grew up.
I did grow up.
This is a million years ago, too.
Thanks again,
Mike. You know
what?
That's the lamest excuse. Whenever
I find out
anything bad, it's always something that happened a long time ago.
I swear to God, it's well over 10 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
I mean, it really is. Honey. Frida, it's well over 10 years ago. And I was baiting him to do it.
No, now listen, now you're lying. Now you're lying.
Well, I don't trust him anyway, so it doesn't, you know, it's like, you know, having your friend named
squiggy or light fingers trying to bail you out.
Well, you know, I feel responsible now.
Yeah, and good.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm glad you feel responsible.
I'm very, very sorry.
It's kind of being married sometimes is kind of like being a mom. That's why I have to go network with the other moms tonight for dinner.
Yeah, well, my mom put me on somebody's doorstep, okay?
Who are you going out with, Carrie and Marcia?
Yeah, you know what? It was more funny. It was a certain amount more glee I took when the wives got together when Mike squirmed a lot, too. So,
yeah, I know.
You know, the other marriages, I guess, are, you know, we don't really have someone that's about to break apart.
Well, you know what? Mike could still squirm, though, because... Well, he could know that you guys are all going to be talking about him.
Yeah, but
you know what? That's such a regular occurrence now that it doesn't bother me anymore. Yeah, I mean, I walk out of a room. I'm trying to think where it happened just like the other day. I knew people were going to be talking. Yeah, it was after one of my band gigs, and the wives were there. Two of the wives were there, and I got done. I left early. I said, I'll see you guys later. And, you know, walking out of the place, I just knew that I was going to be the topic of conversation. You get used to that. You have to.
All right, sweetie. Well, have a good time.
All right, my darling.
Good night. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
And when is Mother's Day, incidentally?
It is May 13th?
May 14th.
14th? 11th? I don't know.
Does anybody know?
Yeah, you know what? I told you I made reservations for Mother's Day, and you don't ask me what day of the week it was on.
May 12th. That's what it is.
The Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. I did ask you that. Yeah. Well, it could be on a Friday.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mother's Day could be
on
Wednesday
Friday. Wednesday afternoon, like always, like every year.
Yeah, all right. Okay, sweetie.
All right.
I'll see you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, Sticky Fingers.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, come on. It's one stupid spoon.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you owe me one.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll be waiting for the payback.
No, you owe me one.
Yeah, I owe you one, but I know I'm going to get payback somewhere down the line.
You will. Mother's Day is, in fact, May 12th. Here's what you must do to win our Hot Wires Mother's Day contest.
Okay.
Go to www.hotwire.com and look up the round-trip airfare to visit your mama.
Mama.
Then print it out and fax it to us, along with a letter telling us why we should select ye. We might call you live on the air Thursday to let you know you've won. So fax your Hotwire, Hot Fare, and cover letter to us at 800-636-6410.
And then you might be the lucky person that's traveling across the country to see your mama.
You'll be able to go to an airport.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm not talking about it anymore.
Okay.
I won't say a word.
For instance, here's one we got already from, Nicole from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey there.
Guys, please enter me in the fly to see your mom for Mother's Day contest. Waterloo, Iowa, and Nicole actually went to hotwire.com and looked up the fare.
Ah, very good. That's a good fare.
And faxed it to us. Then here's one. I'd love to call this guy. As you can see, the guy went to Hotwire, and he sees the fare to fly from Sacramento to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And he faxed it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike, no bull ass. My mom just found out she has multiple sclerosis.
Oh, that's a drag.
We were talking about it this past Sunday, about me coming to visit, but I cannot afford it.
Mm.
This would be great if you picked me.
That's nice.
Well, you know what?
It's the tearjerker story, and it doesn't normally work with us.
Not our stuff.
Rob, call this guy up right now.
Right. Yeah.
This would be a good example of what Thursday's show will be like, at least in part.
Right.
There's the phone number right there, and you'll love it because he's from Sacramento.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. It's heartwarming. It is a touching story.
I'll find that his mom really has multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, that's not a reason to win a contest.
Right.
I feel bad for her.
Of course. It's a terrible thing.
But I'm not going to give you a prize. I mean, because...
Oh, you got to be tough on this show.
If that's the case, I'll hold out for cancer.
Yeah, the big C.
I'll wait for cancer.
Days to live.
Imminent death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, mama's got to be on her deathbed.
Mama.
Besides, MS. You can, you like that comic on the Facts of Life. Or is that CP?
Was that?
CP, I think.
CP, the Jerry Jewel.
They have made strides. They haven't cured it yet. But
right. What is a that's Jerry's kids.
No, yeah. That's MD.
No, that's MD.
MD, what's MS?
MS is Lou Gehrig's
multiple
disease.
Multiple sclerosis. And it varies with the individual. It can be serious. It can be not serious.
You want to leave him a message?
Yeah.
All right.
Some people live fine with it. Some don't.
Put it up. Is it beeped yet?
It's falling.
You can't get it on the air?
Is the light shining on it again?
There you go.
It's hello?
Recording.
Oh, it's recording?
Yeah.
We're recording.
Eric?
Eric?
This is the Don and Mike Show calling you.
Hello, Eric.
We're going to need documentation that your mom has multiple sclerosis before we consider you for the Hot Wire contest.
We normally wouldn't do that, but being as you're from Sacramento.
Because you're from Sacramento has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it has. All right. That has nothing to do with it.
Greetings. But,
we just need... Rob says hi.
Hi to all my friends in Sacramento.
We need documentation. And thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Send us documentation.
I think that was very business-like.
And let me just say right
now... Not too cold.
To all of our other listeners out there who might want to play the medical card, that's where we're starting. Yeah. MS.
Right.
Okay? Who's got a sick mom who's sicker than multiple sclerosis?
That's
going to
be the...
that's the beginning.
That's where the bar is right now.
That's the opening bid.
Well, are you telling people that the sickest mom is going to win?
No. No.
Well, see, the sickest mom's not going to win. It's a terrible exercise
but
that
the
you're
sickest
doing
mom
here.
Might win.
But you see, what you need to keep in mind, if it's a woman who's sick with mental illness, hold her till Friday.
Yes,
right,
because that's
crazy mom contest.
The craziest mom. So Alzheimer's would not be acceptable.
No, it would not.
Right.
But Alzheimer's would be acceptable for Friday's contest.
If it makes your mom crazy.
The crazy mom contest.
Right. Boy, just so much to remember.
So all right,
everybody.
See you later. Bye bye. Okay, so anyway.
Good luck to everybody.
That's
goodbye,
how you,
then.
That's how you enter. That's how you enter the contest. Okay, we'll have a good show on Thursday calling these people up
sure.
And finding out
Sacramento.
Who is the most deserving.
Here we go.
Who's not talking about what's going on right now at the Vatican? It is the church in crisis mode.
It certainly is.
Where the Pope, what he's done is he's called in all of his lieutenants, and he's got them all there, and they're talking about this problem with priests and boys and Christ.
And girls.
Yeah, no pun intended, but, right. But Christ, what a mess.
Yeah.
Now, via super secret satellite.
He's mad, I understand.
He's outraged.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that the Pope is behind closed doors right now
right.
with one of the cardinals mm-hmm. that he's called over.
Yeah, or it might just be a priest that I think that they brought in. I think
is it Patrick Fitzgerald or is it Gerald Fitzpatrick?
I think it's Father Patrick Fitzgerald.
Patrick Fitzgerald. Let's see if I can pull it up right now on the satellite.
And he's just a lowly priest, Don. He's not a cardinal, and he's. I heard that he's being held up as an example
to
the Holy Father.
All right, let me see if I can get the Vatican here. Give me just a moment.
Let's see if we can go live. We've got a microphone in there.
Tricky.
I believe the meeting is taking place as we speak.
It'll be quite a coup.
Hold on,
Hello, Rachel. Send him in, please. Father.
Hello, Father. And Father Patrick Fitzgerald, referred in for duty, just heard you summoned me to the Vatican, and may I compliment you? Your Holiness, it's a beautiful day. Great little place you got here.
Thank you.
It's a fine thing. I wore my extra special vestments.
I have modeled it after P. Daddy's house on MTV.
I can't believe you got
Cribs.
A lovely sofa, and I like the shag carpet. I think it's lovely. Is that one of those giant screen Hitachis you got over there in the corner?
It is. I got satellite TV.
Oh, boy.
I got all the sports networks coming in.
It's a real honor to be here in your living quarters, Your Holiness. It's been a rough week for
me. Let me hit the remote, turn my music off.
My bishop sent me in here.
Turn my music off.
I understand you wanted to see me, Your Holiness.
Now, let me get my paperwork. Are you Gerald Fitzpatrick or Patrick Fitzgerald?
I'm Father Patrick Fitzgerald, Your Holiness.
Patrick Fitzgerald. And where are you from again?
I have a small parish in a New England town. Yeah. Right outside Boston.
Boston.
I've got a lovely parish there. It's a lovely stone church with lots of people that come by.
Stupid MFR.
Oh, Your Holiness, what kind of language is that?
Stupid goddamn idiot.
No, please. These are not... Not the legitimate accusations, Your Holiness. I deny it all. Yeah.
I am looking right now.
I'm a hideous inebriant.
I see one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
God freaking damn it, man. 27 different cases of boys who have come and said that you have made love to them.
Oh, no, let me tell you
something. I am one pissed off Pope.
Father, I'm so sorry. I throw myself on my knees here, and I throw myself on my knees.
What are you, your feet. A faggot?
Now stop it, please, Father. Hey, Your Holiness, I have to tell you right now, I didn't know what I was doing. It was just, you know, these celibacy rules. I'll tell you right now, they're going to bring the church down. A man has needs, even a priest.
Listen to me.
Oh,
you listen to me, the Holy Pope.
I'm so sorry, I beg.
Did you get my memo?
Yes.
Did you get the email I sent out?
I did.
I sent the email
I
said...
I read it.
I'm going to turn the other cheek.
I did.
No pun intended.
I understand.
If you want to have some coitus. I said coitus is okay.
I know, it's just not available, you see. What's available, you know, we got these guys that come into the church. These,
you know what you
these
do.
Boys, you see, that's the problem.
You know what you do.
Yes,
you do
yes,
what
yes,
I do.
Yes, Your Holiness.
I am the most recognizable man in the world.
It's an honor to be in your presence, Your Holy Father.
Yes. You know what I do when I want to get laid?
What you do, sir?
I don't go find some older boy.
You don't?
What I do is I throw on...
So bloody convenient.
I throw on a snappy running suit.
Snappy running suit. You mean like that purple one you have over in the corner there?
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, look at the Pope logo on
it. I put on a baseball hat.
Yes, yes, Your Holiness.
I wear it at the jaunty angle.
I understand.
And I go down to a club.
Yes, sir.
And I pick up a hole.
You do?
And I bang her, and I bang her, and I bang her.
Yeah,
I bang the crap out of her.
You do.
I do.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's, you know,
what you do is you take off your collar.
I don't like to leave the rectory, if you know what I mean. It's really difficult for me to leave the rectory. I feel safe, you know, within the stone walls at the rectory.
You take off your collar.
Yeah.
I sent this in my email directory.
I know so many people in the small town, though.
You buy a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
And you leave this small town.
Okay.
You go to the largest metropolitan area.
I see.
And you go to a strip bar.
Yes, sir.
You go to a whorehouse.
I understand,
you
sir.
You find yourself a woman.
Right in the town, right here.
But
yes.
You tell me.
I'm taking notes for you right
you
now.
Don't me right now,
yes,
how is it that 27 boys have come forward to say that you have been touching them?
That's not true, Your Holiness. It's more like 29. I must be honest with you. I'm in the presence of the Holy Father. I feel it's necessary for
29.
Me to fall on my knees and confess to you. Yes, I touched them all. I touched every single one of them. I gave them a Snickers bar, and I had them come back to the rectory. It's absolutely true. Your Holy
Father,
please forgive
me. Do you know how goddamn bad this makes my administration look?
I do, Your Holy Father.
This is on my effing watch.
I'm sorry, sir. Is there a chance I could get maybe a glass of sherry while we're here?
No!
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Holiness.
You cannot.
Your Holiness,
you have pissed me off.
Could you possibly forgive me?
You have pissed me off so bad.
I understand.
I'm bringing all of you guys in. I'm telling all of you guys right now, you know what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
What I'm going to... First off, I want to tell you something.
Oh, Your Holy Father.
When you J.O.
Yes, sir.
Always touch your taint.
Really? I understand that's how you can store things up and have a bigger O.
That is
bigger
true.
O.
That is true.
I tell you...
But I am so upset about you and these boys.
I wrote you a letter. Can I read it to you, Your Holy Father?
Yes.
This is the letter I brought for you right now. Dear Pope John Paul.
Hello, this is the Pope.
I, Father Patrick Fitzgerald, do hereby promise that I won't be touching any of the altar boys from this point forward, that all I'm going to do is stay in the rectory and J.O. all the time. You won't have to worry about Patrick Fitzgerald any longer. I am so sorry for my sins. I humbly throw myself at your feet.
Do you understand?
I will get on my knees. I'd be happy to get on my knees in front of you.
I am no faggot.
Oh, no.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And how dare you approach me like that?
I'm sorry. I thought it might work.
How dare you approach me like that?
Forget it ever happened, won't you? Just
do
between
you know,
a couple of priests. That's it.
Do you know?
That's what you are, Eddie.
Do you know? No, hey. Hey.
Well, you were.
You know what?
Yeah.
F you.
I'm
not a priest.
Okay.
I am the Pope.
Okay.
You
point
know
well taken. Point well taken.
I am your... I will F you until you love me, faggot.
I understand. You're upset.
Do you hear me now?
But, Your Holiness, I brought gifts.
What did you bring me?
I brought you one of my my DVD collections that I actually handpicked myself. They're all brand new, and I've got them in a lovely leather-bound case.
Let me see what you have brought me.
Okay, first of all, here's the DVD collection. I got Spartacus on DVD for you.
Oh, I do love that one.
Like that. I've also got Gladiator.
I do like the Russell Crowe.
I got the Ten Commandments. There are a lot of good Gladiator scenes in
there. Ah, where's your Moses now?
Absolutely, and I got a Richard Simmons workout video for you.
I just don't in like case that you're faggot.
All right, we'll take that one
out. Don't like that faggot.
You don't like that at all.
You know what I want?
I got A Star Is Born with Judy Garland.
I wanted the director's cut of Basic Instinct.
You want the original copy of Cabaret? It's fantastic, you know, with Liza Minnelli.
How big a fag are you?
I got issues, Your Holy Father. I got a few issues here. I just thought I'd bring you some lovely films, you know, so you can watch them on your Hitachi 16 screen.
Listen to me, the Pope.
Yes, I know what I want.
You know what I want from you.
Yes, Your Holy.
You bring me a gift. I want Basic Instinct.
Okay.
I want director's cut.
Okay.
I want to see all the way up Sharon Stone.
So I guess you wouldn't be interested in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
My PR people have been working overtime.
I understand.
On this problem.
I know it's a big problem.
Day and night.
And I know I'm your worst offender. And
night
for that,
and day.
I'm heartily sorry.
You son of a bitch.
I just can't say enough to act to contritions. You know
you
what I mean.
You bastard. And listen, let's face it.
Yes, Your Holiness.
You know that that's bullass.
I understand.
You know the whole thing about contrition and
going to confession and
saying the prayers. You and I both know it's a scam. Listen, we are in a money-making business here.
I understand.
You are ruining the business of the Catholic Church.
So I guess you wouldn't be interested in this other DVD. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Not at all.
Can I read you some figures?
I got you a subscription to any Broadway show you want. Come on, Your Holiness, please.
Listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Since you guys come out of the closet with touching the altar boys.
Yeah.
Do you know? Sales of my book.
Yes. Yeah.
Down 37%.
I'm very sorry about that.
My CD sales down 28%.
I know you're a bottom liner.
Here at the Vatican. Do you know how many rosary beads we sold yesterday?
Yeah.
How many do you think we sold?
Well, usually we do about 200 or 300 in a day.
How many sold yesterday?
How many?
Five.
Oh, my God.
Five.
Oh, bless us.
Five.
Oh, bless us. Oh, Jesus.
Now, who's going to make that money up to me?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. If I could write you a check, but I'm a poor priest. I have nothing, you see. I come from a very poor parish outside of Boston. If there's anything I could do, I thought that bringing you the Gladiator videos would make it all right. But really, I fall on my sword for you, Your Holiness. I'll do anything. Tell me what you want. What is that in your hand? Is that a revolver?
Afraid. No.
What is that in your hand?
Yes.
Oh, no. What is that
I'm
in your
afraid
hand?
What I'm going to have to ask you to do now.
Yes, Your Holiness.
Is something you have done before.
What's that?
I would like you to pull down your pants.
Okay, Your Holiness. I'll do whatever you say.
What I have is a copy of Tiger Beat Magazine with Honky Justin Timberlake.
Please look
at this and work your man.
Yeah, with pleasure. Yes, sir.
Work your man.
Here we go. Come on, Jesus.
Look at that.
Jesus. Look at the pictures.
Look at that.
Look at the pictures.
Wow. Oh,
this is the most fun Patrick Fitzgerald's ever had. What are you doing?
You're way excited, aren't you?
I'm very excited. Why do you have that
now
in your
Now you see
hand?
What I'm going to do?
What is it? It looks
What's
like... That?
Oh!
You blew it clean off!
You freaking fag!
You blew it clean off!
You faggot!
Somebody get me some gauze!
You faggot!
I need some gauze! Oh, Jesus! Oh, help me! I gotta leave!
That is now!
Help me!
Get him out of here!
Dial 911!
Do you know how many D's I've had to cut off this week alone? I cut them off. I should... Hey! Come back here, big mouth!
Oh, you hurt me! You hurt me, Holy Father!
Stand back up for a minute.
Oh, dear, I'm gonna need a poultice.
Do I see?
Somebody tie my belt. Tie my belt, my leather belt.
Hold on.
Tightly around my waist.
I see you still got one of your nuts.
I do. No, but...
How can I survive this? This is horrible. I'm going to take off my robe just to stop the bleeding. Oh, such pain. I'm in a great deal of pain.
Come back here for a minute.
Oh, no, please don't tell me you're going to hit me with the coup de grace.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You bet I am.
Oh, dear, don't point that at my head. Jesus, no.
Say goodbye to this freaking world.
Say no.
You pedophile no. son of no. a bitch.
Nobody F's with my business, you son of a bitch. Die, die, die.
Betsy, who's next? Hello, Betsy.
Oh, there's green.
We need to remove this body. And you need to bring in the next one. And get maintenance up here, please. I'm afraid I blew his D's and B's off. And then I shot him about 50 times in the head. Get Eddie up here. I got one effing mess up here. Christ, these guys just don't understand that. He's a money-making business.
You're listening to a hidden camera in the hidden microphone in the Vatican.
I tell you how many genitals I've had to shoot off this week alone.
It appears the Pope has just blown away one of his bad boy priests.
Stupid MF.
Never seen him this angry. He seems to be losing contact now with the Vatican. Ladies and gentlemen, that was live inside the Vatican.
Inside the Vatican.
I never had any idea that it would really turn out that violently.
Well, he's an angry man. He's a vengeful Pope.
Well, they're going to probably try to keep that quiet, but, you know, they've got their own cemetery, I think. Yeah.
The church in crisis.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, I'm glad to see he's taking matters into his own hands.
You heard him handling
his own shaky hands. That's very good.
As he shot off the guy's D.
And his B's.
And then
shot him like 50 times.
Wow.
There's nothing left.
Seems extreme.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to do what they
got
to do.
The guy got an erection.
Right.
Yeah. From looking at Justin Timberlake in Tiger Beat magazine.
Yeah, it's a shame. It looked like a scene out of The Godfather.
Yeah.
He's in a better place.
I think that could be a recurring bit on the show.
Yeah, well, you could bring a different one in every day. Right.
Sure, good.
Wow. Sure.
Okay,
I understand tomorrow he's going to shoot Guido Sarducci.
The guy. And just on general principle.
Yeah. Right, right. He's not because he's done anything.
He's not touched any boys.
Just for years of bad comedy.
Doesn't like him.
The guy from Sacramento, who we just called.
Yes.
About his mom. He's on the phone.
Oh, good.
So we will talk to him right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I know we've had a pretty graphic show today.
On Chisel on their nizzle. All right. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nothing tops the discussion we were just having.
Yes, that's true.
Mike says to Buzz, you got any Excedrin? And Buzz says, of course I do. I say to Buzz, you got any Claritin?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz says, of course I do.
Sure. Yeah.
Bob says, Buzz, you got my suppositories. Buzz says, yes, I do. And then somehow the discussion got into how Rob enjoys having his suppositories
ice cold.
Ice cold.
Refrigerated. Ice cold refrigerated.
Beforehand. It's nothing more refreshing.
And the quote, I believe, was, when I'm taking a, what did you say? I want to know.
Yeah, when I take a suppository, I want to know I'm taking it.
You want to know it's there.
I do.
And the colder, the better.
That's right. It was simply a joke, though.
Right.
Okay.
Just kidding. kidding.
Whatever you say, Rob.
Of kidding, of course.
Just a wonderful ride down to body temperature.
whatever you say. And beyond. Listen, tomorrow on the show. Celebrity-laden tomorrow's show is...
Very good.
Hints from Heloise. That'll bags coming on the show.
That'll be delightful.
That's not going to be a fake interview. Then also, we're going to be playing a Match Game 2002.
All right.
With a local celebrity. And tomorrow... It's Wednesday.
Yes, I hope he doesn't disappoint us.
Today. Thursday, the Hotwire.com Mother's Day show. We're going to give away the trip and the cash. And Friday, we are having a craziest mom show.
Wonderful.
If your mom is crazy, bring her down to WNEW.
Wheel her down here.
57th and 7th, 888 7th Avenue, New York. Friday, craziest mom show up here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Wins a four-day, five-night I got that backwards. Four-night, five-day trip to Cancun, Mexico.
Wonderful!
And that is from Dos Equis, the first Mexican import draft beer in the United States.
So if your mom is crazy and she likes to swill Mexican beer...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dos Equis Explore... The Double X. We'll be talking more about the craziest mom contest.
I love Dos Equis.
As we get closer to Friday. Now, another thing we got going on this week, as I mentioned, is the Thursday show, the Hotwire.com show. We're going to be giving away $1,000 and $1,000 worth of free travel to go see your mom on Mother's Day. Here now, calling us back from Sacramento, is the guy who sent the email in saying that his mother-in-law has MS.
Is he here? Hello, sir. Are you there?
Eric,
enter and sign in, please.
Well, now, hold on a second. Let me see. That's hold, and that's...
Is it the light again? Yeah. It's the light shining on the phone.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
Very difficult with these phones.
I can't seem to get the... There you go.
Try it in the dark. Hello?
Hello? There he is. Eric.
Hello? Eric. Eric, are you there?
Don Mike.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Turn your radio down, Eric.
On a cell phone. I don't have radio.
Okay, it's taped delayed anyway.
So anyway, we received your...
Just turn it down.
We received your letter in the Hotwire.com Mother's Day thing. And yes, sir. We're going to need some documentation that your mother-in-law has multiple sclerosis.
Well, like the fact says, she just recently thinks she has it. She hasn't been diagnosed.
Well, sorry, Eric, you can understand. You're out of luck there.
Oh, guys.
No.
Sorry. I wouldn't BS the radio God.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean she thinks? Just your mother-in-law on her own, she thinks she has MS?
No. It's my actual mother, not my wife's mother.
All right. It's your mother. Right.
For years, her hands have been shaky.
Yeah.
And just recently, she found out this may be a symptom of multiple sclerosis.
Well, you know what?
She's been to her regular doctor, and... 16th, she actually goes to have a test, to have it diagnosed.
When does she have the test?
The 16th of May.
Well, that's after the contest.
How convenient.
Yeah. Then enter the contest next year. I mean, yeah, of course you're welcome to enter the contest, but if you're going to enter the contest from the sympathy angle...
Yeah, which we don't like anyway. You know that, right, Eric?
And you're not Jack Diamond.
Yeah, right. We're not Jack Diamond. Exactly. So if you're going to enter from the sympathy angle, I mean, your mom has to, or your mother-in-law in this case, she's going to have to be, like, on life support.
On death's door.
In order for you to win. If she simply has shaky hands and she's 60, that... 50. All right, maybe she's just got shaky hands.
Well, and also, you know, what we're looking for is just a compelling reason. It doesn't necessarily have to be the sympathy reason.
But we wanted to make sure we called you since you were the first guy to try to play the health card with us.
And if you had a documentation and she had been diagnosed, you would still probably, well...
Not win.
No.
Probably not win. But at least we would have known that you were on the up and up.
Understandable.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
And best of luck to her.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Tell her we said Happy Mother's Day.
There you go.
Bye bye.
You see her.
Tell her we're going to send her a DVD copy of Shakes the Clown.
Okay.
We'll send her a martini shaker.
Right.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on. Goodbye.
A Donna Mike martini shaker.
Goodbye. See you.
She'll love it.
She will. Okay. Tell her we're going to send her some shake and bake chicken.
Be easy to cook.
There you go.
All right. Goodbye.
Fantastic.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He understood.
Yeah,
I think we got our message across.
You didn't seem too broken up by that.
Not a bit, and they questioned his credibility.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
What's up now?
Who's this?
What's up now?
Good digger, man. Y'all crazy.
Oh, BN. Hey, what's up, BN?
Yo, let me ask you a question, man. Actually, since y'all didn't play that Craig Wilson little gig last week, he actually won, didn't he?
You know, I've been asked that by more than one person.
You mean if it was a victory for Craig Wilson?
I would say last week, yeah, it would be a victory for Craig
y'all
Wilson.
Not to be, if this thing was for y'all not to be able to read it over the air, then he won that time.
Well, you know, it was, you know, as far as if he writes a boring column that's that boring, then he did win.
He gets the victory.
But Don, you said that you would never do that.
However.
No matter how boring it got.
Listen.
Even if you know he was doing it out of spite, you would always read it.
Hey, but bitter N-word. Did you read his column last? You got to delete that now.
Hey, Robbie, was there a tape?
Oh.
You can't say that, Mr. N.
Saying that you can't say the S-word or the F-word.
You can't say that on the radio, BN.
You can't.
My bad.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
I told you. Listen, BN, it was the worst, most boring column he has ever written. There was nothing funny in it.
Now, if that's what he's trying to do, he might win again.
And he will also be out of a job.
Right.
Because...
maybe not.
Because people yell. But he works for USA Today. Maybe not.
Great paper.
All right. Thank you. See you later. See you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
You know what?
Because USA Today has made every effort to be as banal as possible.
I'm surprised that he hasn't come up with the column against hate radio yet. I really thought that was going to be about 2 months ago.
Well, we could read that one.
Banal.
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 Banal, as I pronounce it.
Banal.
That's his motto.
Hello.
Banal. That's what Rob was talking about.
On Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Good. I called yesterday, but you guys, I couldn't hear you.
What's the problem?
Well, Mike, I mean, you told me you were getting an apartment, but now you're sleeping in your car?
Yeah, I slept in my car the other night.
You need to stay at my house or something?
No, I just didn't want to drive because I'd had a few too many cocktails.
You're drinking now?
Yes, I'm drinking. Yes, I am. It's
That's
true.
It's not going to help, Mike.
I know it's not. I'm sorry.
It's not going to bring her back, man.
I know.
Go on,
I'm sorry that upsets you. I'm just trying to self-medicate.
No, it's not. You can't
do it. I can do it to myself. I'm choosing to. Oh, come on now. No need to be that upset. Come on, please. Are you okay? I know. I'm not going to stop.
Pull yourself together.
You got to hit bottom before you stop, Mike.
I do. I got a long way to go before that.
But when the kids come to visit, are they going to sit in the front seat?
Stopping you.
I mean, it's just not going to work, man.
I know. I'm sorry you're so upset.
This guy's been crying.
He's upset. Crying for me, Don. He's crying tears for me, and I appreciate that.
Very upset. Thank you.
You take care of yourself.
Buzz.
Deep breath. Yes, Buzz, you're saying something. Buzz. Yes, crying.
You got any weed?
If it'll help.
Goodbye, sir. I have to get him off. I'm sorry.
Very, very, very upset, and I feel his pain.
Crying, man.
That guy is he's really in your corner, Mike.
He always is in my corner, and I get strings from him.
Scott in Philly, WYSP. Scott, hi.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. Hey, I want to win this trip so I can get as far away from my mother as humanly possible.
All right, now I'm into that.
There's a good reason.
I'm into that. God. I'm into that.
I'm going crazy, buddy.
All right, here's what you have to do, really.
Hey, buddy.
Part of this deal is you got to go to hotwire.com.
Okay.
And you got to find out where you'd like to go.
Okay.
Then you have to get the fare and fax it to us.
If this guy was to pick a very obscure destination that was far away geographically. Is this in the contiguous United States? Or is this anywhere in the world? That
anywhere.
I think as far as
Afghanistan if you need to.
I think you can go as far as $1,000 on hotwire.com will take you.
All right. So conceivably he could go to Guam, home of the brown snake.
You could go anywhere.
I saw a news story on it the other night.
Oh, okay.
Do you hate your mom, Scott?
I love my mother to death.
But
called smothering.
Smothering, right. Mothering.
Smothering,
mothering. Mothering,
mothering. Mother's there.
All right, well,
mother-in-law, too. They both drive me crazy.
Amen, brother. Well, listen, you can win the contest.
Okay.
Anyway, send us the thing. Fax us the thing at the thing after you go to the thing.
Go to Guam.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Where the snakes have eaten all the birds.
Smells like a sewer.
What?
Mothering, mother.
What? Something smells like a sewer.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Well, I hope that's not Guam.
Something smells like the sewer. Not Guam.
Guam, you know, the snakes have eaten all the birds in Guam, and then in Hawaii, the planes that come in from Guam, they check them with snake-killing dogs.
Really?
I'm telling you the story that I saw the other night on the news. They actually have these beagles go through the planes that come in from Guam because they don't want the snakes to come into Hawaii where they don't have snakes and eat all the birds.
This is horrible. In Guam, who's going to eat the bugs now?
This is true.
Has no one thought
so what they have are snakes.
Have you no snakes?
And birds. I mean, snakes and bugs.
Right.
It's a horrible thing.
No birds.
It's very, very sad.
It is.
It's a brown tree snake.
It's an ecological disaster.
How big is this snake?
It's the truth.
I don't know how many times a day I have to write this down.
Right.
This is the first time today I've had to write it down again.
Yes, yes. I wish I was Mike.
I don't know how many times you say something that's fantastic.
I understand.
And I just have to write down.
You wish that you were uttering these incredible important things.
I wish I was Mike.
Do you know one of my desires is not only to entertain, but to educate. And I think everyone should be aware of the plight of the island of Guam where they have these brown tree snakes. Do you know that they were telling the story about a guy goes on his balcony now and he used to hear the sounds of birds and now there's silence.
Just
the sound of snakes. Do you know how many snakes they have? In some areas, close to 400 snakes per acre.
And that's a lot.
Wow. And many
that's
times a lot. I have to write this down as well.
What is it? I am glad I am not Mike.
I'm constantly writing myself notes, though, based on what you say and do
on
the show.
And then when I moved into that balcony story, that's when it became I'm glad I'm not Mike.
Correct.
Very good. Absolutely.
Where is Guam?
That's in the Pacific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
How many times I write.
And now Don's writing down something else. After that question from Rob, Don is writing down another statement on what is this statement going to read? Let's see.
This one I write maybe more than anything.
Okay, let me see. Shut up, Rob, you Nazi.
I do a lot of communicating by writing notes during the
show.
You
seem to write that one in New York more than any other place that we visit.
That's when he's got his own microphone over there. We're trying to get this douchebag on the show.
Okay.
This guy might be douchebag of the year.
Really?
Wow. Even an even bigger douchebag than those guys in Seattle who are still waiting in line for the Star Wars movie.
All right.
And we're going to be checking in with them. There's a guy named John Smith from Dallas.
That is his real name?
Yes. John Winter Smith.
I'm sorry.
He's 30 years old, and he is on a mission.
Right.
His mission is to go to every Starbucks in the United States.
Oh, what a douche.
He has...
This will get me noticed.
He started in 1998.
Right.
Scanning phone books. He started the actual trip in 1999.
God, is that the typical softball DJ interview?
Hey, you find yourself jumpy? He has started a website. And he has delighted Starbucks because he is now getting his picture taken with the manager in every Starbucks. As of May.
Hi, I'm a dick.
Take it back. In April. As of April. That's what the month we're in. April. As of April, he had visited 2,850 stores. Wow. Starbucks has 3,630 stores. So he has less than 1,000 stores to go to.
America, home of the individual entrepreneur.
Let me see. Since he started this, he has spent $66,479.
I think it's fixed.
Traveling through America for gas, hotel, parking, tolls, equipment, and of course...
Equipment.
That delicious Starbucks coffee.
Equipment. What, his genital cuff?
That guy is... We're trying to track him down to get him on the show.
Hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to align myself with a major retailer.
Douchebag of the year.
Yes, sir. Hey, here's a conglomerate. Here's a wonderful juggernaut conglomerate, and if I go to all of them, they need my help. Like, they need his help.
Right? Okay, now...
Listen, putting other people out of business.
We got a choice. We got a choice here. We could either go to something that we know is going to be good and solid and everybody will want to hear.
Right.
Another edition of your computer emails.
Okay.
Or we can be bold. We can be daring.
We can take a chance.
We can take a chance.
I want to take a chance.
How about you, Buzz?
I always like to take a chance.
How about you, Hitler?
I know where this is going and I say let's take a chance.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no!
Three words.
Wait.
tricked all of us.
You tricked me.
What did you think?
I thought it was going to be Joe.
No, I'm going to wait until tomorrow to do that.
This is something with Joe. Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, the three words.
This is better.
The three words that strike fear in the hearts of mortal men and women. Honk for cash. Okay. It's a goddamn simple game to play.
Very simple. I think we're in the right city to play it, though.
Yeah. And whether you're in New York, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Madison, Green Bay, New Orleans, any of these cities we broadcast to, if you're in your car right now, drive around until you find a stoplight.
Very good.
When you find a stoplight that has a left-hand turn arrow,
right,
meaning that you can't go left until the little arrow in the stoplight turns green,
mm-hmm,
go there.
That's the place.
And then when the left-hand turn arrow turns green,
mm-hmm,
for 30 seconds, you don't say anything.
Right.
You just hold your phone outside your car.
And in certain cities, you might not even need that left turn arrow.
And we pay you $1 for every single honk we hear.
This game is a solid winner.
I'm telling you, in theory, this is a great bit.
In theory. And remember, you can't talk. You got to hold your phone up at the window so we can hear the beeps.
Maybe the greatest bit I've ever dreamed up.
Right.
This has been stolen, yeah, by a disc jockey in England.
Yes.
He calls it Toot for Loot.
International theft.
The problem is, when we play it here, uh-huh, it never, ever works.
But it's going to work today.
Okay, so you got it. You get in your car.
Right.
You're at a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, here's what made me think of this game, is that I get pissed when I'm at a light, right, and the left-hand turn thing goes.
And somebody's, like, looking in their purse.
And sure, by the time they look up,
right,
there's just enough time for them to make the left-hand turn, and the 25 schmucks like me behind them,
sure,
don't make the light.
Right. You know, the light turns green, the left arrow comes on, and, you know, so, somebody's adjusting the Chinese food that they're about to deliver.
And what I do is, when that happens, man, I lay on the horn.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't go as soon as that left-hand arrow comes up, I'm there.
Right.
So,
right,
you got to go to a stoplight that has a left-hand turn signal.
That's it.
You get up there. You're in line. You say, Don and Mike, the light's going to change.
Right.
When the light changes, for 30 seconds, you say nothing.
That's it.
You let us just hear the sounds and count the honks and get ready to win incredible amounts of money.
Oh, this is going to be a windfall for you.
On Honk for Cash.
It's going to take our money out of the celebrity burp contest.
A bit that never works.
Good luck to you.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there, point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, you got then naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Never made it as a wise man.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
I just had a honk for cash with the dot, 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 click, click, click. I tell you what, we got an active audience. Here are the instant feedback. Danny from Woodbridge writes, Don and Mike, Hotwire is requiring listeners to register on their website before you can search for a fare.
Right.
Don't sell us out. Well, we're not selling you out, because I just looked on the website myself. It's got a little thing on the bottom that says, yes, I do want to be informed of specials,
right,
or no, I don't. So just click on no.
Yeah, if you don't want to sign up, but, you know, they're a good sponsor, and then we believe in the product, so if you want to do it too.
They want to do get some hits on their website, so that's how you win the contest.
Right.
If it's too much of a hassle for you, don't do it, but we're not selling you out. Just click on, no, I don't want any more information, and they won't bother you.
Right, and it is a sponsor-related contest because Hotwire's paying for the airfare.
Gotcha. Okay, now, here we go with the honk for cash.
Here we go.
You ready for the fun to start?
I am ready. I'm ready, pen in hand. I'm ready to make lots of slashes.
Let's start with Bill, who's in Delaware, listening to us on WYSP, 94 WYSP. Hi, Bill.
Yes.
Now, listen, being as you are a new listener,
I moved from Ocean City, Maryland, so I've been listening to y'all for years.
Ah, so you understand the concept.
Yes, heard Funk for Cats for years.
Oh, great, we don't need to do an indoctrination.
And then you understand the circle of trust, and inside the circle of trust, it means in the 30 seconds that you're at the stoplight, when the light is green, you don't say one freaking word. No matter what happens, you don't say anything.
That's it.
Well, see, my horn doesn't work, so I can't honk for myself.
Where are you now, Bill?
Well, I'm actually on... I had to get back on Route 13. I'm heading towards Maryland now.
Of course.
So you know where Route 13.
You know where near
a time,
truck,
but
yeah,
I had to get back on.
All right, hold on. I'll keep in the rotation.
Damn it.
Go toward the light.
Come on now. Keep it together.
Man, it just makes me mad.
Come on.
God damn it.
Let's go to...
Of course, Bruce.
Sue. Hey, Sue. Sue, are you there?
Sue?
Where's Sue?
Hold on a second. Is there a problem with the phones there? Hello, Sue.
Sue.
Let's go to, I don't know. Ian?
Ian, are you there?
Hello, Ian.
Mm. Oh, for the love of God, what's happening to the phones now?
I don't know.
They need sunglasses.
Let's try Randy.
Making me mad.
Yeah.
Randy in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's them.
Okay, turn your radio down, Randy.
My radio is down. I'm
all right, Randy. Randy, you think you can pull this off?
All right, now, beautiful. Are you at a stoplight, Randy?
Not right now, but I'm waiting for you to get on the phone so I can get the one. I got one right up the street here. It's a good one.
Is that, we always hear this. Right up the street. It's a good
one. Right here. I'm right here.
Are you? Is it red?
No, not yet. I'm trying to get through it here.
Now, Randy, here's the deal. Well, no, you don't want to get through it. You want to be stopped at the light.
You want to be stopped at a red light, and when it turns green, you don't go anywhere, and that's when we listen for the honks.
Right.
Now, you got to be at a stoplight that has a red, the green left-hand turn signal.
Not necessarily.
Right, it's left turn only.
In New York City, it could work if you were in the left lane getting ready to make a left-hand turn onto a one-way street. There wouldn't be an arrow there, but they'd go mental.
You got to wait a whole
very true.
Like 4 minutes. And I'm at it right now, and it's red.
Wait 4 minutes.
It's four minutes.
Don't get those, what I'm saying.
Randy, listen. Yeah. Listen to learn. Randy, how long before the light turns green?
It'll be about a minute or so.
All right, a minute or so. I'll come back to you.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Let's go back to Bill in Delaware. Bill.
Hey, man.
Yes.
Have you found a light yet?
Yeah, I got a light right up here.
What do you mean right up here?
I mean, it's right in front of me. I'm getting ready to go up to it. It's red right now, so.
You're getting ready to go up to it.
Well, I'm up to it right now.
So you're at a light now.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, but there's no cars coming up behind me. I'm waiting for
it. I'll come back to you. Let's go to John in Seattle. John.
How's it going, guys?
All right, my friend. Are you at a stoplight?
I'm pulling up to one right now, and I got a truck in front of me and a few cars behind on the left turn.
Is the
There's one horn. Did you hear that?
Well, no, wait.
Yeah, John.
I'm going for the honk. It was there.
Remember, I want to stab somebody in the heart with this going on right now, for God's sake. I'm trying to work out.
Sorry, John, I just lost control there.
Now, John.
Now I'm in the intersection in the middle of it. It's red. I got to go through. You guys effed up. Nice bit.
No, you effed up.
We effed up.
He hung up on us? Right.
What do you mean we effed up?
Because we were there.
We're fine.
We effed up.
Feed me the kitty.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
It's the light again.
What is wrong with these telephones?
It's honk for cash right now.
No.
No, but it's honk for cash. It's messing up the phones.
The light cannot directly be on the phone?
Right, that is correct.
Then why do they put the phones directly under the light?
I don't know.
It's a challenge.
Okay, let me try it now.
I don't think...
Nope. Hello? A Don and Mike show.
Phone doesn't normally sit there.
Put it back on hold.
This doesn't happen. Try it now.
Okay.
Why don't we...
Try it now. Hello, Sue?
It worked.
Hello?
Hi, Sue.
Sue, baby.
Hi, we're ready for you.
All right.
We're perfect. We're going to pull up to... Oh, wait a minute. That's us just telling these guys to move their ass. Okay.
Okay,
we're coming up to the red light. It's red.
Okay, and then...
And we're going to be making left turn. We're not going to say a word, okay?
Beautiful, Sue.
And this car's in back of us.
All right, tell us when the light turns green.
Good, this could work.
And then for 30 seconds, watch it on your clock, on your watch. Don't say anything.
And we'll just listen for the honks, okay, Sue?
Okay,
Sue.
Waiting for cars to
come behind
us.
How long before the light turns green, do you think?
How long for the light turn screen, Chuck? 10 seconds.
Sue, where are you calling from?
All right, so we're on... Okay, come on, car, get back.
Where are you calling from, Sue?
We're in Verona, New Jersey. Oh, okay, you just turned green.
All right,
the light signal is on.
Go!
She said there were no cars behind her.
I thought she said there were cars in back.
No, she was praying for that.
Well, hold on. At least we got some...
There's one.
$1.
Two.
10 seconds.
Could be her car.
We'll check it out.
We will.
It just turned green.
All right.
That was it. You got two.
You mean it just turned green?
Now the regular light turned green. The left went off, now green. Oh, all right, wait, here, somebody's behind it. Stay there, somebody's behind it. Stay there.
Hold on. Technically, she's let's give her some extra time, Mike. Come on now, Pat.
All right.
Okay. Come on, Pat.
She was back. There's that same ring. That beep.
All right.
I gave her three.
Did you hear the horn?
She talked.
What's
violation?
Green light. Here we go.
Complete and total
violation.
We're going to
stop. We're going to stop you.
It didn't work from the very beginning.
Well, Mike, this is close to working.
I know it's close.
Sue, you've won $5. We counted five honks.
Sue? Now she stopped talking. Now that we're trying to communicate with her.
Hello, Sue? Hello, Sue?
Now it's turning red again. You want to do
Sue?
Again?
Okay, Sue, hold on. Sue, we're going to give you $5 because we heard five honks.
Yeah, but I want more honks.
Hey,
this
Sue?
Is too fun.
Sue?
Yeah.
Sue, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Can we hear your car horn, please?
Yep, hear our horn. That was it.
A little longer.
I don't think it's the same one, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, it's not. But you know what? Let's even do it again. Now there's like 20 cars behind us.
All right.
We're sitting at the red light. This is going to be a good one.
We'll let her play again.
Let's play again because there's only like a few behind us. Now there's like a million cars. Still red. All right, still red. I'm going to roll down my windows, and this is going to be fun because we're going to do this. The left hour is going to come on.
We're going to play again.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Sue might be.
I heard one. I heard two.
She's the perfect contestant.
There's three. She's starting from scratch, incidentally.
Oh, did you hear that?
She still gets her other
five. She's been disqualified because that's the period of time where she's supposed to be quiet.
No. Sue has a waiver.
I'd like to hear the replay.
The pollen is killing me.
Wait, here it comes again. Don't go, Chuck.
No, Sue has a waiver.
Hold on. Here it goes.
Sue? Well, she'd be a good girl not saying anything.
I think that's it. Nobody's honking. We're going now.
Honking.
Okay. You know what?
What?
What's the total? What are you going to give her, Don?
Hearing aid?
What are you going to give her?
Oh, come on. Okay. Mike, no. All right. I'm not.
Come on, guys. We really played fair. I mean, this is a
I know you did. You did. And I'm going to give you... I
would count, really, if you're going to count the beeps, she had eight.
I'm going to double that.
You've won $16.
$16?
$16.
Never. $16 American dollars.
This is fun. I don't get whatever.
Well, God bless you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
This is fun. Wow.
Hold on, honey.
Normally she has to use four clients to get that much money.
Oh, dear. Why would that be, Rob?
Because she's going.
Here is Mike in D.C. Mike.
What's going on, dude?
Now, are you at the lights?
I'm almost there. I'm on 16th Street.
What's going on?
There's a whole shit, a whole lot of construction.
This
call has been deleted due to profanity.
There's a whole S load of construction.
There's an S load. What's going on? You're listening to Honk for Cash.
Y'all ready?
Tell us when the light turns green.
Oh,
turn red
again. Hold on.
Oh, it turned red. Hold on.
I'll come back.
There's an S-load of construction. What's going on?
I'll come back to you. Let's try Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Bill, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm still from Delaware. I listen to YSP.
Oh, and you're still not at a light?
Well, this is what if I go up to a toll and just sit?
No,
that doesn't work.
No, a toll road wouldn't be the best road to do this game on.
No, don't do it on a toll road.
Come on, guys.
No, come on. Hello.
What's going on?
John. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
John, where are you calling from?
New Jersey, Tom's River.
All right. Are you, Tom's River, New Jersey, are you at a stoplight?
One block in front of me.
All right, beautiful. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
I got a good feeling about Johnny here.
You got a left-hand turn lane up there?
Yeah, I'm turning actually onto a major highway from a highway.
There's a bunch of cars around me.
A
lot of cars in back of you.
All right.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm going into the beach. So.
Right on.
All right, you pull onto the light. You pull up to the light. As soon as it turns green, you tell us, and then you don't say anything for 30 seconds.
I'm at the light now.
All right, John. Is it Bill?
John. John in Tom's River, New Jersey.
Light's red.
Okay, as soon as it turns green, you tell us. 30 seconds, you don't say anything.
Got your window rolled down?
Yeah, but I only got one guy behind me.
Only one guy behind you. I thought there were lots of people behind you.
No, there's lots of people sitting next to me because there's a straight lane, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Here comes some more cars now.
In back of you on the left-hand turn lane?
Yes, yes.
Let us know when it turns green.
Okay.
I will.
Here we go.
This is going to work.
This is the magic.
This is a nasty old lady, too.
It's the wrong
thing. Where's my Hunt for Cash music?
Gotta that's keep that music turned down so we can hear all the beeps.
Oh, my God, I will. John, has that light changed yet?
Not yet.
All right, good luck, John.
The other side's yellow, so.
The other, all right, this guy's the last hand.
It's green now.
All right, go.
Go.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Mike, don't be a doubting Thomas.
Doubting Mikey.
15 seconds.
He'll be talking.
Mike, he's doing well. 23 seconds. 27, 28, 29, he didn't. You know what, he didn't talk for the whole 30 seconds.
I counted 9 beeps.
Light's red.
You are an official Honk for Cash winner.
Yeah.
Is there a chance we could hear your horn?
Sure. That's my horn.
It sounds like it's not any of the horns I heard.
Right.
$9 for John.
Tell him, Mike, tell him now.
John, you got 9 beeps, you won 9 American dollars, and you played the game perfectly.
Yeah. Thank you. Excellent.
That's a wonderful job you did. I'm very happy.
Absolutely. Perfectly executed. That, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way you do it.
That is a perfect bit.
You guys rock, and that's for Tim, too.
Good
job. Thank you, my friend.
Wow. Thank you.
There you go. Just to be fair, let's go back to Mike in D.C., who was pulling up to the light.
Yeah, and there was an S-load of construction.
That's right.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
All right, this is perfect right now. So
are you ready? Tell us when it's green. Mike?
Tell us when the light turns green. Is he playing now?
I think so. That's one. Two, three, four.
Because they actually just started playing the game.
I guess so. Yeah, without our... Go ahead.
All right, that was it.
Then he talked during the 30 seconds. You're disqualified.
Violation. Violation. And finally, let's go back to... Bill in Delaware.
Violation.
Bill. That is a violation.
That is a violation.
Bill. Hey, Bill. Oh, Bill, I'm gone. Oh, Bill,
I surely hope no one's violating traffic law.
That will do it. That will do it.
Oh, no.
That will do it.
We always pray that the Honk for Cash doesn't result in violence.
That'll do for this edition of Honks for Cash.
Very good.
And I believe today the bonanza given away was? What was our total?
Well, you gave $16 to Sue, and wow, she was our big winner. But John really played the game well and took home a $9 windfall.
$25.
Which means the total was how much?
$25.
That'll buy Mom a lot of violas.
Hold on. Here's a question from Joe. Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Going?
Okay, my friend.
You know, I kind of complain. You give that stupid, annoying whore $16, and this guy plays it right, and you give him 9.
All right.
What's what gives?
I'll double his money as well.
$18 goes to John. He edges out Sue as the big money winner today. Does that make you feel better?
Much better.
There
thank you,
go.
Sir.
Fantastic.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir. All
he
right.
You violated his civil rights.
Absolutely. We don't want any violence.
No, we don't. All right. Well, you know, you got to admit that Hawks for Cash.
You might call that our moving violation game.
That went better than it normally does.
It did. I want to thank John, Bill, Randy, Mike, John, Sue.
Gail and Bill.
Everybody.
Guy from D.C. Man, there's an S-load of construction down
this
here.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
What's going on?
Let's go to Buzz right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Still more violence in the Middle East.
All right. Buzz, what is the lead stories on the news today?
Today, the world loses the mother of modern porn.
Oh right. And we purposely have avoided this story to let Buzz have all the time because he's mourning one of his first lovers.
I am.
We'll be back, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That is very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Pax O'Mara.
And our
our balls will be hitting the ground tomorrow night.
Oh, balls!
Don and my gutter balls. We got returned to Chelsea Piers.
Hey.
Tomorrow night as we play Team Nogarelli. Our big balls hit the lanes at 7:30. If you miss it, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. I swear to God. Tomorrow on the show, Magic Game 2002. Thursday on the show, giving away the hotwire.com. Mother's Day, $1,000 cash, $1,000 airfare anywhere in the world. You can go with hotwire.com. Friday, we've got to talk this up tomorrow. We're looking for your craziest mom.
Crazy ladies.
You bring your crazy mom down to the radio station. Down to WNEW.
After the interview process, we'll determine who's the craziest.
888 7th Avenue, craziest mom wins for Mother's Day. The crazy mom wins a trip to Cancun, Mexico from Dos Equis Beer. So bring your crazy mom down to the Donna Mike New York World Broadcast Headquarters on Friday.
Yoo-hoo!
It's a pretty freaking busy week. And now with the news and more, here is a Buzz and a sad news.
Yes, right.
For a great, great lady who was a big part of Buzz's life.
Right. The woman who apparently, against her will, helped reinvent porno movies has
died. She was a whore.
Linda Lovelace of Deep Throat fame died yesterday at the age of 53 from injuries she'd gotten in a car wreck.
You'll pardon me if I get a little choked up.
No, go right ahead, Mike.
She never did.
I share your pain.
Bada bing.
Her ex-husband and their two adult children were at her side when she was taken off life support yesterday.
Of course, Larry and Lance.
Lovelace, Larry Lovelace and Lance Lovelace.
Yes.
Lovelace.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Linda eventually became an anti-porn advocate, claiming that she was forced into pornography at gunpoint in 1972. Deep Throat has made over $600 million, mostly in video sales, but Lovelace, real name Linda Borman, never got a single penny from the movie.
Well, I know I speak for everybody when I say that. News is hard to swallow, Buzz.
And her husband got a measly $1,200. Another big train wreck today. This one in California. A freight train.
Is it the Don and Mike show?
No. This has been a juggernaut today. A freight train a mile long hit a commuter train head on just south of Los Angeles. 265 people hurt and 3 killed in the middle of rush hour. The commuter train buckled and 2 of its cars derailed. Passengers say the commuter train had already stopped to try to avoid the collision when it was hit by the northbound freight train.
Wow.
Police in the Bronx and Manhattan are advising women not to resist a mugger who struck 13 times in the last 3 months. One victim who tried to resist got a roughing up from the man. That's why police are telling women not to put up a fight. According to police, he robs women and then makes them watch him pleasure himself. Quoting a top Bronx detective, this guy obviously has some major problems.
And he does. Most of these robberies have been in elevators, right?
Right. In buildings, like I said, in the Bronx and in Manhattan. The detective says right now, he's our problem.
Yeah, we just... I know we just used it as a rejoinder, but it seems rather appropriate.
Yeah.
Love in an elevator.
Aerosmith, a song for everything.
Thank you for the wallet, ma'am. Now, watch me. That is one wacky freaking story.
Sure is.
And again, if the police are wondering... His name is John Constantino.
He's the guy. And he's working right here in our building.
Like WNEW.
He'll go quietly.
There you go. Buzzy.
The New York Archdiocese is trying to distance itself from a homily delivered at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Sunday because...
Hold on, John. Yes? John just sent me this message. He says, when I do it, it's totally dry. Good man, Johnny.
Way to go, John.
Good man. No need for lotion.
The New York Archdiocese is trying to distance itself from a homily delivered at St. Patrick's Cathedral on Sunday because Cardinal Egan was in Rome to meet with the Pope and other cardinals about the Church's sex scandals. He was replaced at the pulpit Sunday by Monsignor Eugene Clark. Parishioners were visibly uncomfortable as Clark blamed homosexuality, liberals, and the permissiveness of American society for the Catholic sex scandals. He called the USA a sex-saturated society and, quote, probably the most immoral country in the Western Hemisphere.
And hey, he's never been to Amsterdam.
Now, Clark says he did not clear his remarks first with Cardinal Egan and that his comments have been misinterpreted.
Good afternoon. This is Archdiocese with you.
That's it.
That's all I had for you right now.
That's good enough, a DJ.
Archdiocese.
Don't forget, this is Vatican Radio. I want to send this one right out now to all the boy touchers. All you guys have been called to talk with a man with a big pointed hat. Little kiss coming at you right now, Vatican Radio. This is Archdiocese. Until tomorrow, keep it together. Stand by. The Archbishop Show is next on Vatican Radio.
Lots of arches. Robert Blake says he's innocent, but prosecutors say he plotted for months.
And I'm skinny.
Prosecutors say that Blake plotted for months to kill his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley.
I'm innocent.
They say he twice tried to hire a hitman, but ultimately decided he could do it himself.
Bonnie Lee!
Blake's bodyguard, charged with conspiracy, was supposed to have dug the grave. Again, this according to prosecutors.
Why does Robert Blake have a bodyguard?
Well, because he's a famous guy.
That's like Rob Bay having a bodyguard.
Well, easy gig.
I only have one thing to say to him. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
68-year-old
Don't do it.
Blake was in court for just under 4 minutes yesterday to officially face the murder charge and to plead not guilty. He and the bodyguard are due back in court on May 1st.
Buzz, hold on. All right. Ladies, we got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
The Don and Mike Show.
In desperate need of a good fecking.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Somebody, feck me. Hi, feck me.
Feck me?
Feck you. Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A supposed psychic was on ABC last night claiming to be communicating with Robert Blake's dead wife.
Saw Vanna White on the show, too. What a bunch of crap that was.
George Anderson was the so-called medium on the special Contact Talking to the Dead.
This is George Anderson.
He says Bakley wouldn't say who killed her and didn't say anything about Blake, but assured him she did not commit suicide. Bonnie Lee Bakley's sister was there, too, convinced her dead sibling had been contacted.
So glad we had a psychic for that.
Bonnie Lee!
Bonnie Lee!
When the medium told her the sisters would be bosom buddies for life, Marjorie was amazed, quoting her, "We had breast reduction surgery together."
Oh, God.
The boy who plays Tony... The boy who plays Tony Soprano's son had a hot pipe in his pocket when he was arrested back in July for a mugging.
Whatever.
According to police. 17-year-old actor Robert Eiler, who plays AJ on The Sopranos, was busted with some friends for strong-arming two other teenagers out of $41. At a pretrial hearing yesterday, the arresting officer testified he found the pipe on Eiler.
The whole pipe?
Quoting the cop, it was hot and seemed to have marijuana in it.
Oh, no.
Eiler's trial begins May 6th.
No good can come of that. You know, Buzz thinks your son is very sexy, Tony.
No.
What?
No, it's not true.
My son.
You're setting me up. A judge has decided there's enough evidence that NBC should stand trial on discrimination charges. Minority and female employees say they faced sexual and racial harassment on the sets of The Today Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, and Rosie. One male employee says his female boss gave preferred treatment to male workers who flirted with her. NBC says these are disgruntled.
That's a good little whore. That's good.
NBC says these are disgruntled employees, and it denies the charges. And paramedics took Cleveland Indian center fielder Milton Bradley to the hospital this week.
Oh, man.
I know.
Stop toying around with me.
But not because of an injury.
See, I'm playing games now, Buzz.
No, Milton Bradley was severely intoxicated, according to the paramedics.
I'm getting a little bored with this game.
A waitress at Diana's Deli.
Board game?
There in Cleveland.
B-O-A-R-D?
That's life. A waitress at Diana's Deli in Cleveland called police to say, "Can I get an officer to remove a drunk who's just pitching cookies all over the place?" Bradley was taken home from the hospital by Indians pitcher C.C. Sabathia.
Milton Bradley.
Yeah, believe it or not.
It took him home in a mousetrap.
In sports, Pittsburgh Pirates third baseman Aramis Ramirez is suspended for 7 games and fined for charging the mound and throwing his batting helmet at Milwaukee pitcher Ben Sheets.
He was angry.
Ramirez sprained his ankle in that game and hasn't played since. Because
Ramirez is injured, he won't appeal the suspension.
Bueno.
And finally, a screwed-up bank robbery was a windfall for some dishonest Philadelphians yesterday. Over the lunch hour, two sisters, 19-year-old Brandy and 23-year-old April, allegedly held up a branch of the PNC Bank in Gloucester Township.
Sorry, never mind.
It was silly enough that, according to police, they used a paintball gun to get $4,300 from the teller.
Can't believe Brandy did that.
And then, in the getaway, the backpack full of money split open and dumped cash onto the bank's front yard and into the street.
She's a fine girl.
That's when passing motorists started grabbing cash for themselves. Police say the drivers got away with about $1,700. After a foot chase, police had the young women, the paintball gun, the broken backpack, and the remaining $2,600. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Had a funny take.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Yeah, we're out of time. Sorry, everybody. That's it.
You might
just
make it.
Did you finally find it?
Little girl had knockers.
There it is.
Looking for. Okay, we will see you tomorrow with a new episode, the Match Game 2000. Don't forget, you can email us anytime with the talking computer email, donandmike@verizon-uc.com. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob.
Buddy.
Yeah, forget it. We will see you tomorrow.
Till we meet again.
Oh, hold on.
Sammy Davis Jr. Sam.
Premature Sammy. Oh.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
And until then,
toodaloo.
Ass.